gentlemen, it is Monday, March 2nd, 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours today. The Iran situation is obviously extremely complex, extremely dangerous, and extremely important. But I can tell you unequivocally, you're going to get the very best wide-spectrum analysis here. Max Blumenthal, journalist and really smart individual, will be joining us in the third hour. Matt Bracken, also extremely informed on geopolitics, what's happening in the world, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author. He'll be joining us in the fourth hour. Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers, constitutional lawyer, veteran of the information war. He will also be joining us in the second hour. And I also intend today to take some of your phone calls. We've reached, as usual, super information level overload, but I'm going to do the best I can to navigate all of this versus propaganda coming out of our government, propaganda coming out of the Iranians, propaganda coming out of the rest of the Middle East, to really hone in on what's actually going on. Trump has said that now they're going to be bombing for at least 4 to 5 more weeks. Now, the first mission is to get rid of their main military and their offensive missiles and their nuclear program and their Navy so they can't block the Strait of Hormuz in the future. That's the stated goal why Trump says he's doing this. But that's the primary mission, because they know that's the public primary mission. The real mission is regime change, and they've admitted that, but they don't want to be embarrassed if they can't get it, though Trump has basically said they want regime change. And the Iranians have been attacking and setting ships on fire. They have effectively already closed the Strait of Hormuz because the insurance companies of the world told tankers and other ships, and you got 27% a day on average of the world's oil going through it, to not go through it. So effectively, the Strait of Hormuz is blocked right now. We're watching markets, the effects that's having. That's coming up next segment here today. There's a lot of pieces, obviously, go into this. But confirmed footage out of different cities in Israel, this is an AI, it's confirmed, and I'd imagine they got this from the Chinese and the Russians, because this is new. These ballistic missiles coming in out of Iran are evading the Israeli U.S.-made missiles. So they fire up a whole bunch of these missiles, and you see the Iranian warheads that obviously have reentry devices and start evading and make it around them. So we're going to be going over all of that here today as well. No shortage of incredibly important news. I told you the guests we have today, your calls, Stuart Rhodes, Max Blumenthal, Matt Bracken. Tomorrow we have several guests, but Nick Fuentes is going to be joining us at 1 p.m. Central tomorrow. He is completely done with Trump. He says, vote Democrat in the midterms to stop this war. And Trump did promise to not take us to full war with Iran or go for regime change. He did say try to stop a nuclear program. But this really is kind of a first broken promise by Trump. But I just don't think I can sit there and say, yeah, put Democrats in, we'll open the borders and accelerate war with Russia and, you know, put men back in women's sports immediately. But then how do you split the baby here? How do you try to get Trump back on the straight and narrow, but also not support the Democrats? We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Buongiorno tanto, buonera, spiritatibus ocellis, con su amici, buonera, su tradi prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we have a massive Monday, March 2nd, 2026 broadcast lined up for you. Trump had hoped to decapitate the Iranian regime and have the people overthrow them in the first few days. That has not happened. Now that Trump has committed us to this, now that this is happening, now this is going on, I would like to see them toppled. I'm not a fan of the mullahs. But my concern, and the reason I said you shouldn't do this attack, was because the chairman of the Joint Chiefs said it's too big a roll of the dice. Eric Prince said that. And all the different horrible scenarios that could come out of it. And we know that we've only got maybe 4 or 5 weeks of munitions in that area. And it would take months to, you know, stockpile back up to that level. And that's why this morning, even before I saw Trump make the statement this morning that, oh, we'll be bombing for at least 4 or 5 more weeks unless they give up, unless there's regime change. That's because we have 4 or 5 weeks of munitions. Now, the B-52s haven't hit yet out on Diego Garcia, but they're ready. But the missile cruisers are already out of missiles. They got to go load more up. And at this point, according to analysts I've talked to, there's not even a lot of good targets to hit anymore. And the Iranian National Guard, the IRC, is hiding out. So far, the Iranian people have not overthrown Iran. Trump could say, well, or the Iranian government, you know, at least we're degrading their military. They, you know, in the future, they won't have a navy to block the Strait of Hormuz, and they won't have missiles to hit Israel or their other neighbors. But the point is, this all started last year was stopping their nuclear program, something Trump said he would never allow, and now it's morphed, metastasized, as I predicted it would, into, oh, we've got to have regime change. But if that doesn't work, oh, we're just getting rid of their main military force. And then I guess every few years, as their force builds back up, we have to go blow it up again. Preemptive attacks that violates international law. And again, I'm going to get into some of the history of this coming up later, because there's been new developments, but the Britain and then the United States and then Israel and the rest of them are always overthrowing friends of ours over there. Obama did it to Egypt and a couple other countries, the Arab Spring, and putting the radicals in, because when you create Hamas like Israel did, to destabilize Gaza, so they never get good leaders that won't fight you. And so they're using the Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King tactic of nonviolence. Israel's like, no, we'll just fund radicals and put them in charge. And this isn't a trick that Israel invented. This has gone on for thousands of years. It's called divide and conquer. But that's the history of the Middle East. So now we have the former Israeli prime minister and a bunch of other leaders in the Knesset, including in Netanyahu's government, saying next, we're going to hit Turkey. And I told you, this isn't going to stop. And now you have Israel admitting, oh, those patches on our soldiers' shoulders that we said were just a joke about greater Israel? No, that's really the plan. And if Israel thinks it can incrementally take over the whole Middle East, it's kind of done a good job of it so far, then have at it. But we shouldn't pay for it. We shouldn't get the terror attacks over it. We shouldn't have to finance it. In case you notice, much of the country's falling apart. So this is Israel literally manipulating, controlling our foreign policy. And then if you say that, Ben Shapiro comes out and says you're anti-Semitic. That doesn't hurt people. You guys have overused that so much that that makes people popular. If I put on a Hitler uniform and said, Heil Hitler, I'd get higher ratings and more support. I don't actually support that, so I'm not going to do that. But my goodness, you're behaving like villains. And this is insane. So it's very paradoxical. You've got the horrible mullahs oppressing their people, torturing, killing thousands every few months. I mean, it just goes on forever. And just all the things and the sponsoring of terror and all the stuff they do, yeah, they're bad. And then you, if you know the real history of it, the CIA kind of helped them. They didn't put them in, but they helped them get in, overthrow the Shah in 79, and then flip them around, and then they became the new enemy. So they didn't work for the CIA, but they definitely made that deal, and then did Iran-Contra after. Then the CIA double-crossed them a few years later and launched the Iran-Iraq war against them. That's all declassified. Just like they've put the global head of Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. And then now they're talking about, oh, maybe he'll go sideways. We'll have to overthrow him. And this way you set the countries up where every 5-10 years you can overthrow each country over and over again. Like Obama. Remember Arab Spring, overthrowing Egypt, our ally, and all that, and blowing up hundreds of churches and killing tens of thousands and raping American reporters in the streets? Like Laura Logan? 100 men gang raping her? As the Muslim Brotherhood celebrated? So this is a bipartisan thing where the Republicans and the Democrats will back radical Islamists, whether it's Muslim Brotherhood or whether it's Shiites, to take over. The Middle East 50, 60 years ago played rock and roll. The women wore bikinis. They had beautiful resorts almost everywhere, and they were just as advanced as us. Not now in most areas, because the West funded the cavemen because they didn't want to have to deal with real governments that would say, hey, this is our oil. You can get half of it. Like Mossadegh said in Iran in 53, pro-Western, a modernization guy, anti-radical Islam. They said, no, we'll just have Shiites come overthrow your ass. Then we'll double-cross them and put in the Shah. And now his son, you know, hadn't been there in 47 years, has run around saying, I'm the king, I'm the king. They've done polls. The people don't want a king. So this is a complete and total mess. Yeah, that's Iran until the mullahs took over. Iraq was that way. Lebanon was that way. Almost all the Arab nations were like that. So Islam had started to adopt the West, wasn't being expansionist. It was reverting to pre-Islam when some of the most advanced science in the world was where those countries are today. Now you've got inbreeding, mass pedophilia, plunging IQs, psychotic men running around with machine guns in nightgowns, putting their wives and women in beekeeper suits. It is a mess. So I want to go over each piece of this. I want to break it down, the different pitfalls. I don't want to say Trump's mission is failing, and I'm just pragmatically looking at it. I did not support this, do not support it, do not think it was a good idea, but just looking, calling balls and strikes. A lot of people are saying they're going to run out of munitions. It's failed. They wanted regime change. This is a victory for Iran. I wouldn't say that yet. We're a ways away from that. But this is definitely sliding in that direction very, very quickly. But because this news is so heavy, I've decided maybe once an hour to spend a few minutes having some fun just so we can reset our minds and not be too gloom and doom. Because the good news is there is a great awakening. The globalists can't put the genie back in the bottle. Here's a little meme piece that's gone super viral of J.D. Vance set in 1980s high school football movie. And we've got a music video, Flock of Seagulls, with President Trump.
Many of you are very talented, but if you really want to wow me today, you're going to have to show something extra. Little thing I've coined, heart.
I think his mom, like, drank when she was pregnant or something.
Ah!
JD. Hustle, hustle.
I believe in you, JD. Don't listen to those motherfuckers. I know your heart's on the football field, but I need your head in history class, Mr. Vance.
Yes, Vance, yes.
That stupid freak will never make the team. He's a loser.
Fuck you, Gavin. You and your dad are both gay.
Damn it, Vance, I wish I had 100 of you. If only you could get those godforsaken test scores up.
If you ask a hot chick to prom, I'll give you a C because history smiles upon the bold.
Asking me for my permission to ask my daughter to prom is a really classy move.
Vance passed history. Now let's go beat the shit out of the Soros High Goblins.
Ladies and gentlemen, Thanks for joining us again today. If you notice, my voice is back to not being 100%. And I know what it is. It's like half people in Austin have it, and it's got to be just bigger than allergies. You know, they're saying it's the mountain juniper they call cedar, and the just plumes of it. It's supposedly over by now. It usually goes December and early February. It's still really bad. But I've lived here most of my life, and I live in born in Dallas where they have it too. And it just progressively gets worse. And the experts, and I know it's accurate. It's all the GMO. It's all the particulates. Everything manipulates our immune system and triggers it. And the normal allergens just accelerate it. And so I'm usually an outdoors guy. I usually hike every couple of days. I'm, you know, outside. I've had to stop being outside the last few weeks just to get the, quote, laryngitis go away. It was just inflammation on my larynx from the pollen, because I would go out and do yard work and my voice would be back and then it would go away the next day. You know, I'd wake up, my voice is gone again. So yesterday I went with Charlotte and Rex and Georgia, my three older children, over to a buddy's house. He's got a couple acres in his backyard, you know, on the edge of town, and we did some bow practice. Hadn't had time to do that in a while. And just 2 or 3 hours outside. It was great. I loved it. But by the time I got to the studio, so I went over there at about 10, left there about 1:32, came to the office, felt grungy, itchy from the, you know, the pollen, and went and took a shower, got in here, voice almost gone. So I apologize for that. And my nose running like a faucet. So anybody that's gotten bad allergies knows what it's like. When I grew up in Dallas, I had buddies. We did some motocross and football and all that and baseball. And I had buddies that say, hey, let's go ride motorcycles when we're like 12 years old. And they'd be like, I got allergies. I can't go outside. Like, you're a wimp. That doesn't exist. That's a hypochondriac thing. Because you know, I'd have like a broken collarbone. My dad would just say, you're a hypochondriac. Almost to that point. I learned people with allergies are not hypochondriacs. They're not hypochondriacs at all. So I'm going to be like Bubble Boy soon, like in a space suit to go outside. But supposedly the cedar's going to end soon. So I appreciate you all putting up with me. But the key is just don't go outside. And when you're driving, have your car on recirculate. All right, I'm going to stop. Here's what I want to do. I have dozens and dozens and dozens of incredible clips. I have all this amazing news. I have my analysis of what's coming next, how to stop it. I understand Trump's thinking of why he went into Iran. I know a lot of the listeners support it. But was I not right when they hit him 9 months ago and said, oh, we're just doing the nuclear site. That's it. We're done. And I said, no, this is us being set up to then go to a larger war to take out their missiles. That's really regime change. And then when the regime change doesn't happen, because Iran has dug in for 47 years, then what's going to happen? We're going to get fully committed to ground troops. And that's what Eric Prince came out Saturday and said he's concerned about. He said, you know, if they don't remove them right away, then, and that's why he was against this. So, yes, I'd like the mullahs to go bye-bye. And, yeah, the polls are clear. There have been a lot of international internal polls, a lot of really sophisticated ones. Between, you know, 77, 78% on the low end, 90-plus on the other. So it's in the mid-80s if you average them together. Do not want the mullahs. Well, Congress has a 7% approval rating. You know, the mainstream media has an 8% approval rating. So our government is hated, too. Do we get rid of it? And if we got rid of it, these are crooks in our republic, in our system, manipulating it. Notice the left always pushes revolution by getting rid of the Constitution, rid of the Constitution, Bill of Rights, rid of due process, rid of separation of powers. It's not that that stuff doesn't work. They're not enforcing it. Now, Trump's approval rating is up a little bit right now. And that normally happens during one of these wars, up 1 point from last week. But you saw that with George W. Bush. He went up like 20 points, and then it was right back down a few months later. What about George Herbert Walker Bush? I remember he had like a 35% approval rating, and by the end of Desert Storm, he had something like an 85% approval rating. And within a few months, it plunged even lower than 35. So we don't want wars just for approval ratings. And look, I don't think Trump did this for approval rating. I don't think Trump did this as a distraction. He said we're not going to let them get nuclear weapons. But we're not going to do regime change. And I've got J.D. Vance and him saying it and Tulsi Gabbard. Because I've talked about this and some listeners are like, you never said that. I have the clips. I played some of the clips yesterday. I'm not going to play them again. It's on record. We know what they said. I mean, instead of playing the clips, I have transcripts here. That could be quicker. Oh, I guess I'll play the clips and prove I'm right. I just have to. Sorry. I know most of you are like, we know. We don't need to see the clips. But at a certain point, I want to hit people with the truth here. So we were lied to. And my concern is, Eric Prince's concern, ground troops. And it'll be, well, we need to secure just the coastline by the Strait of Hormuz. And then it expands and expands and expands and expands. And now it's, 4 to 5 weeks. Remember, just stay in your home for 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And 2 years later, we're fighting to open the country back up. So that's my concern. If Trump could hit a button and send the mullahs to the Phantom Zone, you know, like in Superman where they send the bad guys, you know, to another dimension, I'd hit the button. Trump won't rule out sending U.S. troops into Iran if necessary. Tells the Post war is progressing way ahead of schedule. Trump said we obliterated Iran's nuclear program last June, so why are we about to go to war? Yeah, that was a few days ago, and now here we are. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. You say you're going to release the Epstein list, then you try to block it, even though you're not in it. We already knew that, and it's all Democrats. It's just like we're not in a cult. That said, I'm not taking my ball and going home. And just saying, I'm not going to vote Republican. I'm not going to vote in the midterms. I'm not going to support Tulsi Gabbard or RFK Jr. or Tom Homan and the great work they're doing. It's just so sad and dangerous to see Trump going in this direction. And because the Democrats want nuclear war with Russia, I'm not, and Trump's been trying to end that and doing a great job. That's way more dangerous than even Iran. So you want to measure things, be pragmatic. I'm not going to desert Trump. Because he's doing this Iran thing, I'm going to criticize it and try to get him to listen. And because if the Democrats get in, it's nuclear war with Russia. So let's balance that here. I'm trying to work with what we got here, folks. I'm going to come back, give the number out, and take your calls with Stuart Rhodes right through the next hour. And then we've got, so many others joining us. Gavin McGinnis, Matt Brackett, and so many others. We've got a giant broadcast lined up today. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexshowstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible highest quality concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at thealexjonesstore.com.
Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I look at what Trump does. I look at what Orban does. I look at what I study each country. I look at what the populist movement is and who are the most pro-human, most anti-globalist, and then I support that group. And that's so simple. And then I'll support other groups that are even more hardcore patriots to try to get them ready to go. We were instrumental back when UKIP had basically no supporters, and I was number one on the internet in the UK, Nigel Farage has said this, in energizing them to actually get their whole Brexit moving going. And that got shot down, but still it built the larger populist movement in Europe now being emulated. So just because Ron Paul didn't get elected president, that set the platform for Trump to come in. And it's been night and day compared to the Democrats, though it's not been perfect. Now we build a bigger foundation for the new generation of leaders. But I'll tell the Trump family this and the rest of them, and I think they're overall good people. Your father is destroying the MAGA legacy. And we're going to continue on as nationalists and populists and Christians and free market folks and anti-globalists. We built this movement, but this Iran attack and this behavior at the behest of Israel and the fact that it's now expanding as experts warned it would and as I warned is a shit the bed moment. And I'm going to tell all the hawks out there that are great listeners and smart and call in and made great points last week, and I respected your points. I said, when they did the strikes last year and only said it was about the nuclear program, I said, you watch, in 6 months to a year, we're going to say we're taking out all their missiles and we're taking out their Navy. And, oh, we hope they overthrow them. And, oh, well, we're just going to keep bombing until they're overthrown. And now Trump has told the New York Post he does not rule out sending ground troops. Trump won't rule out sending U.S. troops into Iran if necessary. Tells the Post war is progressing way ahead of schedule. Really, they had Trump's surrogates out the last month saying, the mullahs might fall in a day if we just decapitate them. Well, he just killed half their generals and the supreme leader, and
the people under him even more radical. So I don't see that happening. And I hope I'm wrong. President Trump told the Post today that he's not ruling out sending U.S. ground troops into Iran if they're necessary, adding that Operation Epic Fury was way out of schedule by taking out dozens of Tehran's top officials. Oh, I thought it was to get the missiles and the nukes. Oh, now it's take out their officials. Yeah, it's overthrow them. So just be honest about it. It's going to go pretty quickly. He said, we're right on schedule, way ahead of schedule in terms of leadership. 49 killed, and that was, you know, going to take, we figured, at least 4 weeks, and we did it in one day. That's why they launched the day early and during the day, not at night, because they were all in one building, which is, have you guys heard of Zoom, you dummies? But the U.S. always hits at night, and so that's why I predicted they would hit on Saturday at about 6 o'clock Texas time, because that's in the middle of the night, Iran time. And the generals went on Fox and said, well, they were going to hit about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock U.S. time, but they decided to go ahead and hit early on Friday because the mullahs and the military all went into the supreme leader's command base in the morning, and Israel was close enough to hit them within an hour and a half. So Israel hit them, dropped 30 big bombs on them, and killed everybody. In fact, I sent you guys the B-roll of this. It's in the list. I said too much. There was live feeds going out. The equivalent of Iran's, you know, ring systems inside the base. And you see all the different areas being blown up with people at their computers, at their stations. It's unbelievable footage. So we'll get to that. But I want to open the phones up if you disagree with me and think, hey, ground troops is greater. Let's go all the way no matter what. I'd love to hear from you. If you think I'm right, or maybe I'm not going far enough on Trump, maybe you agree with Nick Fuentes that he's just completely done with the Republican Party, period. Okay, then the Democrats want nuclear war with the Russians. I mean, you got to balance this stuff out. Bitch at the bad stuff Trump does, support the good stuff he does. But I will say that Trump went from being 98% what I thought he should be doing with Doge and all of it. And about 4 or 5 months of the administration, it started sliding off. Basically dead on perfect to veering off. And now he's veering really fast. Soon, he'll be, you know, a 180 on what he was if it continues down this line. So I've got serious concerns. But then how do you even pragmatically then go, okay, well, then I'll just support the Democrats. I've been trying to fix this peacefully. The Democrats should totally open the borders, continue the human trafficking. They're going to start a nuclear war. But I also don't want to be trapped here, just sitting here with the Republicans. I mean, 90%+ of the American people, it's 95% of Republicans, something like 70-some% of Americans in polls, want voter ID to vote. You can't even get the Republicans to freaking pass the bill or bring the bill up for a vote. The SAVE Act. I mean, it's just... it's so frustrating, but we're moving the needle towards liberty a lot faster than we used to. So I also want to be thankful, and again, not one instant gratification, but that doesn't mean I just sit here and take it. What do you think? Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. What is your take on Trump saying, oh, I'm ready to send in ground troops. Oh, at least 4 or 5 more weeks. Oh, this is going so splendidly. So it goes from camel's nose under the tent flap. Oh, we're just going to take out their nukes. To, oh, we're just going to take out their missiles and ships. To, oh, this mission is to kill their leadership and have regime change. Well, under U.S. law and international law, that's illegal on its face. And so at certain levels, you know, I like Trump going in on Maduro. I think he had the constitutional authority to do that. But still, what comes out of that fiasco, we don't know yet. Cuba's about to fall. Cuba's next, I think. I'm not going to cry my Cheerios about that. But look at how in Venezuela they've left the vice president communist in there. I mean, when Cuba falls, will we make a deal with them and leave communist in charge? This is just wild. So here's Nick Fuentes, who joins us tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central. Here's his take on it. Whether you agree with where he's going or not, the facts he lays out are very accurate. Here it is.
Famously, Tucker Carlson challenged Ted Cruz, who was in favor of an operation like this, and said, how many people live in Iran? And Ted Cruz had no idea. And he dismissed that and said, that's trivia. That's a trivial detail. What does it matter how many people live there? Well, it actually matters quite a bit, because a country three times the size of Iraq, with 90 million people and a million soldiers, is not actually going to be subdued by bombs. What happens the day or the week after Iran's military is utterly destroyed? Well, probably chaos breaks out. Probably people are going to try to flee, and the borders are going to destabilize. Probably people are going to rush to the stores and try to stock up on essentials, which will cause the economy to effectively collapse. There will be looting. There will be chaos. There will be a lapse in critical infrastructure, public services. You're looking at the bottom falling out from the country. And that will actually create a vacuum. It will actually embolden and buttress the Iranian security force, because there will be a need for order, and only that force will be able to provide it. What's more, here's the other problem with this. So Iran's security force is going to be there. Attacking Iran, bombing all their cities, killing potentially hundreds, maybe thousands of civilians. What effect does that have on the resolve of Iranians and of the Iranian political leadership? If it's a remnant of the Iranian security forces, who is to say that these people, the survivors, who just watched their friends, colleagues, leaders, spiritual figures get murdered in a war of aggression, who is to say those people are now going to roll over for the United States? Perhaps that works in Venezuela, a much smaller country in terms of territory and population, ruled over by corrupt people with no real ideology, not religious zealots, not even particularly nationalistic, maybe not even ideological anymore, but just plutocrats, just crony socialists or something. Maybe that works in Venezuela, where they're more worried about their personal enrichment or survival. But in Iran, a regime that is literally created by religious police, secret police, a vanguard revolutionary paramilitary with an eschatological opinion and interpretation of their own country and its role in the future of the universe, who is to say that the remnant of that security service is not going to be more hardcore than what came before? Who's to say that they will not be more emboldened and their resolve won't be hardened after the strikes? And maybe they don't negotiate then. So what happens the day after? Obviously, then this remnant, whether they're in favor or against the United States, they will seek to rebuild. Just as the Iranian regime, after Midnight Hammer, began to rebuild the nuclear infrastructure and their missile capability, you have to imagine that the remnant of the Iranian security forces is going to try to rebuild also. It may be a much taller order and basically impossible, but we have to entertain the scenario, maybe the most likely scenario, that hardliners come to power, they retain control of the country rather than an uprising of the people, and they go to work building more missiles and the military. So what does the United States do then? Do they allow Iran to keep going? Do they allow Iran to rebuild and reconstitute on a long enough timeline? Maybe not in months or weeks, but over the course of many years. Obviously not.
So, I'm just going to say it. We have a lot of great Republican attorney generals, governors, legislators. We have good people in the administration, a lot of them, other than like Lednick. And so we need to support them and support our great movement to put somebody in that said they would do what we wanted, and that's done a lot of it. We have to weigh it all. But this foreign policy and what Israel wants and a bunch of other, you know, interests, even the EU's wanting regime change now because they want to steal the oil. the same EU that says they're going to get Russia's oil and break Russia in five parts. This is megalomania. And Russia's leadership is now saying they're going to go more hardline against the U.S. and against Europe over this. I mean, this is just smells like nuclear war. It is escalation. It is insane. It is incredibly dangerous. And so many people I really like and respect, like Patrick Ben-David, who is of Iranian lineage, not Muslim, Christian, great guy, incredible operations he set up in Florida. I was just there a few weeks ago. Wow, that guy's doing a lot of fighting for the country. A lot of stuff people don't even know about. Very prolific. Hundreds of shows they produced. It was amazing. Like an anthill over there, but just really side issue. He's saying, hey, 80%+ want regime change. Hey, these are horrible people. Hey, Trump's got a lot of balls. This is really amazing. And one-dimensionally, that's all true. But if you understand how the globalists put the people in power and you understand how they are going to want destabilization in the future, I don't trust the globalists. And when it comes to foreign policy, this is Israel. This is globalism 2.0. I just think it's not going to end well. Even if it, quote, ends the way they want it, it's going to turn into some new nightmare. But we have such short attention spans. The nuclear reactor at Iran has been bombed, according to a foreign report. Yeah, Israel said they were getting ready to hit the reactor next, which will create another radiological disaster. For people that don't know, bombing nuclear reactors is worse than dropping hydrogen bombs on people. Hydrogen bombs are clean compared to that. Most of the radiation is destroyed or released in the chain reaction. When you bomb a nuclear research reactor full of fissile material, it shoots it up into the sky, and you've got a Chernobyl on your hands. So it just continues. Escalating over the edge of a cliff. Oh, just surgical strikes. Perfect. It's all done. We knocked out their nuclear capacity. And now here we are, 9 months later. Trump's ready to send in troops. IDF says the Air Force took out Iranian soldiers trying to fire up their air defenses. Jets are still hitting launch sites and missiles, keeping Iran from setting up anything that can target them. Yeah, I mean, if Trump said and kept it at that, the primary mission is take out their missiles and take out ships that can block the Strait of Hormuz, and we found some more nuclear stuff, we're taking it out, and that was really the mission, then I'd be like, okay, yeah, I don't like it, but I do like it. You know what I mean? It's still dangerous. But now it's going exactly like I said, a runaway train over the edge of a cliff. And do I have to be proven right again when we're in a damn nuclear war here, folks? I mean, this is Eric Prince and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said the same stuff I've said. They said it very politely, but they're not the commander in chief. So I don't think you play dice with stuff like this. Let's go to Eric Prince Saturday talking about this. And then let's go to Patrick Ben-David. Here it is.
Yeah, real quickly, we got 2 minutes. I know you got to bounce. Because I know the president respects your opinion. If you had a chance to talk to the president today, what would be Eric Prince's recommendations to the commander in chief?
Don't ever contemplate ground troops in Iran.
You think that's even a possibility?
I didn't think this was a possibility today, over the last couple of days, Steve. I didn't really think that was that he was going to do it.
Patrick Ben-David joins us now. Patrick, what an amazing guest to have today. I want to start with this.
By the way, hit pause. I'm going to play the Ben-David thing next hour, and I'll go to your calls. Stuart Rhodes is on. We'll bounce back and forth with all of you. Stuart knows he's coming on to take calls and give us analysis. You see how concerned Eric Prince is? Very successful businessman, very successful Navy SEAL, set up Blackwater and all those other companies, expert all over the world, governments hire him everywhere. He's had extremely accurate rate of predicting things. And months ago, he went on air in several interviews and just talked about how dangerous this is because of the different bad scenarios and the escalation ladder, which we're now on. When you know this stuff, you understand it. So a lot of people who don't have a military background in administration or large-scale stuff who are even former military think, hey, they're bad, we're just taking them out. That is not what's happening here, okay? There's pretty much no way this doesn't escalate now because the mullahs hung on. That's why I said Saturday morning, I said, I hope they fall quickly, please. I actually said a prayer at like 2 a.m. when I woke up, this was starting. And I said it the first video I shot early in the morning. I said, look, I wasn't for this, but I want regime change now, and I want it fast. And then I explained why, and now here we are. Man, I'm telling you, folks, if you got a normalcy bias and you think that, you know, this is just like Iraq or Afghanistan or Venezuela, it ain't, boys and girls, okay? So that's where we are. I want you to hear Eric Prince again. Listen to him. The look on his face. I didn't think this was possible. I didn't think he'd do it. This Prince does all these secret operations in support of the U.S. government, Special Operations Command, the Army, all of it. He knows that basically all the top generals except the head of CENTCOM have been against this. And the head of CENTCOM is a highly decorated badass, but he is basically totally 100% pro-Israel like Huckabee. And that's where we are. I mean, this is... And it's getting worse by the minute. So just sit back and watch. And I hope somehow this unfolds, maybe the 10% chance it doesn't turn into hell on earth. Cross your fingers, say a prayer. Here's Eric Prince again. Look at his body language, not just what he says here. He cannot believe this. Here it is.
Yeah, real quickly, we got 2 minutes. I know you got to bounce. Because I know the president respects your opinion. If you had a chance to talk to the president today, what would be Eric Prince's recommendations to the commander-in-chief?
Don't ever contemplate ground troops in Iran.
You think that's even a possibility?
I didn't think this was a possibility today, over the last couple of days, Steve. I didn't really think that was that he was going to do it.
Well, that's yesterday morning, and here we are today. Trump says, yeah, I'm looking at ground troops. See how that works? What did I say Saturday? I said, I think the mullahs will probably hang on, and then we'll be committed to this. And I said, in a few months, they'll say, oh, we need to invade just this area on their beach for, you know, to take over so they can't use the close Strait of Hormuz as a security zone. And then that's how this is going to start. Or they may be crazy enough to try to send in commandos like Delta Force did in 79 with Jimmy Carter. Oh, my gosh, what a fiasco. And a lot of people think being patriotic is just going along with whatever the war is of the day, the war du jour. No, remember all the other fraudulent wars, the $20 trillion spent the last 26 years on these wars? All the rest of it, the Gulf War syndrome, all the rest of it. Remember all that? Remember why we wanted Trump? I'm not ready to disengage from politics. I'm going to support all the good Republican candidates. I'm going to support all the people that we want to secure our border and all the rest of it and cut taxes and no tax on tips and Robert F. Kennedy, the great work he's doing. But at the same time, I've got to really figure out what do we do if Trump tries to send troops in. Well, I know what we do. We need to have the war powers reinstated and tell him this is full war and Congress needs to vote on this. And then we know which congressman, Democrat, and Republican to vote for in the future and which not to. We need to make them put their names on this, like the Declaration of Independence. We'll put it on this war declaration then. That's why you got to do this. We don't need to be slip-walked into a ground war. Folks, if you think Vietnam was bad, this will be as bad as Vietnam, okay? So I am, and here's the deal. My children, I told them, I said, you want to join the military, that's your thing. I'm not against joining the military. But back when it was woke, Rex thought about it. Back when Biden was in, I said, don't do it. Because, he was out of high school thinking about it. I said, don't do it. Biden just got in. I said, they're going to shoot you up with all the shots and brainwash you, and you're a white guy, they're going to attack you. But now I would say, I'm not letting my children, they're adults, but I mean, I would... I know this. My kids, because Europe's already got the draft set up, aren't going to fight the Russians, the Iranians. This is bull. If Israel wants to fight Iran, knock yourself out. I mean, I at a visceral level understand how dangerous this is. Your calls are coming up. Listen, we're not funded by Qatar, the Israelis, or anybody else. We're funded by you. Today is the last day of the mega sale. Buy our super strong, the very best, bottom line creatine that is so good for your brain, not just your muscles. Look at all the studies, how good it is for Alzheimer's, cognitive decline, great for the young, great for the old. I actually have a giant stack, overhead shot right here. I actually have a giant stack of documents and U.S. government studies. Creatine, the bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. We have the best. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Creatine and the cognition in aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults. Everybody should be taking it. It's not as good for muscles. Evidence of creatine supplementation of cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. HHS says, yes, take it. What bigger gains for your brain? Six facts about creatine and the brain health. We have the best. We have the best. You get it at a great price at thealexjonesstore.com. And ending tonight, you can either choose a bottle of our ultimate CMOS gummies or our ultimate Shilajit gummies. We don't know what those are. Those are incredibly powerful and good for your libido, stamina, energy, overall health, immune system. So you get a free bottle of the Shilajit or the Irish CMOS gummies. It ends tonight. Plus, it ends on Wednesday, 25% off store-wide on all Patriot apparel, all the ball caps, all the shirts, everything. And it funds this operation. Got great collectible knives, badass prices, thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you all for your support. We'll be right back. Thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
McGinnis joining us. He's excited about taking your phone calls. He's going to give you his take on this war, how it's expanding so quickly. We'll cover the other big issues as well, and I'll take calls when Stuart Rhodes is on. I'll take calls when Matt Bracken is on. We're all co-hosting together today. This is going to be ultra massive. Thank you for joining us. And everybody knows that I don't just jump on Trump for no reason. It's very popular just to do that. No. But I predicted this would escalate, and it's escalating quickly. And so where do you see it going? What do we do about it? Let's start taking your calls right now. Let's take them in the order they were received. Chris in Alaska wants to comment on Nick Fuentes' comments we just aired last hour. Thank you, Chris. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I think Nick he's upset. He's saying what he's wanting off of emotions. We do not need to be voting Democrats. I think that's the last thing we need. But to his defense, Trump, I think, has completely lost his touch with his base. The only people that are supporting these strikes are boomers and pro-Zionist shills, okay? Most people don't support this. I mean, Alex, the elites are eating babies. Do you think I care what Iran's government is doing? This is good versus evil. Trump ran on no new wars, and here we are bombing again, and troops are going to get involved.
Well, that's my point, is that the West is so immoral, our elites are so evil, and then you learn that the CIA helped put the Shiites in control in 79 and did Iran-Contra with them. So it's the same story over and over again. We're told, oh, we're going to overthrow and put good people in, and then they put worse people in.
It's the same playbook, because it's the same CIA. It's the same evil entities that are running these governments. And until that has a total change, it's just going to be a cycle of the same thing over and over again.
So what do we do? I mean, I think we intensify vetting Republicans for Congress, vetting governors, vetting locals, and we just continue to be a populist, pro-human, pro-America movement against the left and against the neocons. I think we do it. What I and Ron Paul and many of you have been doing for 30 years.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. We got to keep being populist. We got to keep after these guys. And I think we have to keep voting. To not vote or to vote Democrat, I think, is a mistake.
That's getting headlines and edge lording. He even admits that. He said on my show, and me personally, goes, look, I want Trump to succeed. I come out and say those things to get attention in the Republican Party and get him to stop it. And I think we do have to slap Trump around some. I don't mean literally, but I mean, we need to slap him around so he stops listening to Israel.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Bibi's been to the White House, was it 7 times in Trump's second term? It's clear that where his interests are aligned more with Israel than with his own people, I think we need to get him back on track. But you've been saying
exactly. But here's my deal: Israel has illusions of grandeur, Greater Israel Project. They don't admit it. I said on Saturday, I said, watch. Now, if they take down Iran, they're going to start announcing their next targets. They just did. They just announced they want to take down Turkey, and they want to take down Saudi Arabia if they don't do exactly what they say. I mean, this is crazy town.
They've been saying for decades that Iran is weeks away from a bomb. And then now that Iran's gone, now it's Turkey. Just like you said, they're just going to keep playing the same playbook, and we're going to get wrapped up in this and Greater Israel. Tucker and you have been blowing the lid off of that Greater Israel for years. And it's finally reached the populace, and we're seeing it with our own eyes. And also, Alex, I'll take it off with this. The reason why a lot of us, especially me, have been able to analyze a lot of this and have the brain power to do so is because your creatine. It's been great. I love it. And keep up the good work. Love you, brother.
Thank you. And look, guys, I don't have some hard on hate Israel, but Israel is just full of chutzpah. Both their liberal and conservative parties are saying Greater Israel, we control the U.S. If Israel think they can take over the Middle East, you do it yourself. We're not paying for it or dying for it. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I shut out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Coming up, I have incredible announcements. I've got like six of them, but in time frame, I'll just play a few. Leaders of the Knesset, former Israeli Prime Minister, Netanyahu, cabinet members, all saying, when we're done with Iran, we're going to take down Turkey. Newsflash, Turkey has the largest conventional military in Europe. And who do you think Israel thinks they're going to get to help them? Look in the mirror. So I've gone to great extents to not make Israel the center of the universe and not say, if you slip on a banana peel, it's Israel's fault. I am not anti-Israel. I've never been. It's totally popular to be anti-Israel. In Gallup poll, Israel's the most unpopular country in the world. I would suffer nothing if I put on a Hitler armband, okay, and said, kill all Jews. I don't think that. I don't want that. I've had the Israel lobbies attack me, help sue me. The ADL has summits saying I should be put in jail. But I refuse to get down on that level. Okay. That said, Israel is becoming the stereotype of running the United States, and they're bragging about it. China is the main threat and is taking over the planet. And Israel is using this power vacuum because the Democrats are collapsing to try to run our, not just foreign policy, but domestic policy and pass all the censorship crap. Meanwhile, you got the crazed Muslims funded by Soros and the left taking over everywhere. I mean, this is a disaster. And the Israel lobby says, if you don't do whatever we say, you're with the Muslims, you're with Qatar. No, I'm not with them. And I'm not going to have you run my life either. Gavin McGinnis has come on the show, been wanting to get him on for a few weeks. We finally got him. Then Stuart Rhodes, Matt Bracken. We'll be taking calls with all of these guest hosts that are co-hosting with us. We'll go to Gavin in a moment. But I want to show you footage that went out on a live feed inside the Ayatollah Khamenei's command base. The first thing they hit in broad daylight, Saturday morning here, Friday there, and, or the other way around, they're ahead of us. But the point is that they hit them in broad daylight with 30 multi-thousand-pound bombs and knocked out about half the military leadership, including the Ayatollah. Here's that footage. Confirmed to be real. For the first time ever, the Iranian ballistic missiles are evading the U.S.-made interceptor missiles in live time. Look at them flying out of the way. They slow down, fly around the interceptor, and then hit the ground. So this is a big deal. So Eric Prince, a major hawk, pro-America, would call him a neocon, but you know, obviously not for Islamic takeover, founder of Blackwater, you name it. He has been saying this is going to escalate to full war. Trump shouldn't do it. Even the chairman of the Joint Chiefs got asked, have you told Trump to do this? He said, well, no, I've advised against it, but we'll follow orders. That was last week. Eric Prince, I played the clip last hour, is shocked this was happening. And he said a day ago, I'm really worried they're going to ask for troops on the ground now because the regime didn't fall. And the fact that they haven't fallen yet means they probably won't. Trump's called for them to rise up. So is Netanyahu. So then the logical next step in escalation is troops on the ground. Now Trump told the New York Post today he'll put troops on the ground, quote, if necessary, and expect 4 to 5 more weeks of this. So Gab McGinnis, a true icon in the populist liberty movement, censored.tv, one of the most censored people in the world, Gab_McGinnis on X, joins us to balance the hour to give his analysis and take your calls. Gavin, I know you're not anti-Israel, and neither am I. I know you really are worried about Islam as a true cancer. I'm a big fan of yours. I've known you for decades. I don't have your view yet, though, on what you, because I just asked him to get you on today. I respect your view. What do you think of this? Where do you think this is going? And what do you think of expanding the war and troops on the ground?
I'm not a Netanyahu guy. I'm pro-Israel. If they want to spread, go bananas. I don't want anything to do with it. And yeah, we lost, what, five guys now from this attack? We lost almost as many in Austin, Texas from an Islamic terrorist. I'm going to remain cautiously optimistic. Remember he did this in Syria in 2017, 2018, where he just went in. It was guts and glory, bombings. It was peace through strength. And then we got the hell out of there. So I don't like the idea of 4 weeks. If more Americans start dying in any consequential numbers, then I'm off the Trump train. But as far as right now goes, let's stay optimistic and just assume it's just some shock and awe, some peace through strength, and then we're gone and there won't be that many casualties.
I hope you're right. I was saying last hour, I don't know how I even get off the Trump train because he's doing so much good in so many other areas. But at the same time, I cannot support sending our soldiers there. Plus, he promised to, quote, stop any nuclear program, but said no regime change. He said it. Vance said it. Gabbard said it. I have the clips. I played them yesterday. This, him doing this is beginning to break a major promise. And but then meanwhile, I can't then do like Nick Fuentes said, a mutual friend. You know, we don't agree with him on quite a few things, but you know, intellectually, we debate him and don't hate him as a person. In fact, I think he's very smart and I enjoy listening to him. It's thought provoking. But he's like, I'm going to vote Democrat now. Well, they want total nuclear war with Russia. So they're like 10 times worse than even this new Trump. It's very paradoxical.
Yeah, say 1,000 troops. Say we lose 1,000 troops, like Maggie Thatcher did in the Falklands. That's unacceptable. I'm bluffing, right? What am I going to do? Not vote for him next term? Not vote right next term? I mean, he has us by the balls, but that would be a massive betrayal. And we've been sitting here talking about ICE and talking about immigration and saying, I don't know what the Dems are so upset about. We're getting exactly what we asked for. So if you're mad at him, you know, getting illegals out of the country, then you're mad at the democratic process because that's what we signed up for. This isn't what we signed up for. We signed up for no more wars, no more regime change. Now that doesn't mean I'm against peace through strength, but I want shock and awe to be in and out. And if we go through and we lose 1,000 young American men to what could be World War III if China and Russia get involved, then it's a massive betrayal. It's fraud is what
well,
it
exactly.
is.
Well, exactly. I'm not a big gambler. But I mean, I've been on a cruise ship and I've been to Vegas, you know, a few times or hang out with Joe Rogan and we go play poker or blackjack or, you know, I go do a roulette. You know, it's fun, but I don't then, once I lose money, stay and try to make my money back. I don't go bet the house and then 3 days later, I'm totally bankrupt. I mean, this feels like degenerate gambling at this point. I think we're going down a real, I don't think you roll the dice with stuff like this.
Yeah, well, Russia's weak now because of Ukraine, and the weakest they've been in a long time. China's just had their whole military decapitated, so they're screwed. So it might just be a good time to show off. I don't know. I hope that's all it is. But if China and Russia were to sort of wake up and get involved, I mean, that's not Donald Trump. That's not what the populist movement is about. That's not make America great again. And he also bluffs quite a bit. Like, remember the tariffs? We were talking about 100% tariffs with China. All kinds, like LG was talking about shutting down all their factories in Vietnam. And that turned out to be a bluff. So he's really good at scaring people. I don't know. I'm still on the Trump train and I'm still praying that this is another Trump bluff.
Well, there's no doubt. Leaving the carbon tax, according to Lord Box's analysis, others' analysis, 2 billion would die in 10 years, cutting off half the carbon. They want to cut off, quote, half the food supply, in John Kerry's words, to, quote, save the earth. That'll create a total war where there's no food in every actuary. Securing the border, finding half the missing kids, getting $20 trillion invested in the country, getting DEI out of the Pentagon. The Pentagon pulling out of all the Ivy League universities, saying they're globalist against America. That's all beautiful. That's why stuff like this is such a fly in the ointment.
Yes. Totally. And let's not forget how evil Islam is and how it's encroaching on the West. I mean, we have Tommy Robinson in America for the first time, and he couldn't have come at a better time because he's declared war on Islam in Britain, and he's putting up a hell of a fight despite the state throwing him in jail for the same crime many times. And I think Americans tend to poo-poo Islam, and they go, well, there's some frauds. There's some Somali pirates in Dearborn. No, it's a global problem, and it's an American problem. And we've just had an Islamic attack in Austin. They're treating Texas, the entire state, as a fifth column with these gigantic mosques, and you have people on the street screaming about dogs and beer and pork. So there's a hostile takeover going on in Texas right now. The Khomeini, the Ayatollah has killed between 7 and 30,000. We have no idea, but definitely 7,000 minimum. Terrorism and Islam are hand in hand, and they're taking over. So, you know, it is good to flex and show Islam that we've had enough.
Sure. Well, let's talk about that. I was doing a Saturday show. You know the numbers. You can predict it as well. I had Brianna Morello on the Alex Jones Network studios. And at about 2 o'clock, I said, listen, we've hit them. I believe the Ayatollah is dead. I believe the Pentagon. I said, the biggest concentrations are in Michigan and Minnesota and New York and New Jersey. But I said, for the largest, just overall distribution, it's Texas, the largest amount of Shiites. I said, I predict the next week or two, we will see Shiite attacks, sleeper cells in Texas. It happened 7 hours later. I mean, literally in downtown Austin, in the bar restaurant district, shot like 18 people, killed three. Thank God the police showed up instantly, blasted him within like 10 seconds. He unloaded like one mag and the cops were there and got him. And I'm sure our DA will probably prosecute him. I mean, I'm serious. They've already got him lawyers. So that's how these literal Soros DA. So that's where we are here. And this guy's wearing a Property of Allah shirt. We broke the news from federal law enforcement that got into his house that he even wrote notes, you know, saying to his people, yeah, I'm going to go kill everybody because, you know, Jesus is a horrible person and America's horrible and, they killed, you know, the Ayatollah. So my concern is, knowing the big Shiite population here, if Iran gives its order to their Hezbollah sleeper cells, it won't be some lone wolf guy inspired. I don't think this guy got orders. He just did it because he was pissed off because I talked to people that saw the stuff. This is, we could be dealing with a real problem here. What happens if that unfolds, Gavin McGinnis?
It is unfolding. It's never not unfolded. It goes back to the Crusades. Like, everyone blames the Jews for everything when it rains on their birthday, and they say, well, the Jews let in these terrorists and the Jews let in the Muslims. But in Britain, for example, it was more Tony Blair and his obsession with rubbing the working class's nose in diversity. And I always say to, like, this sort of blanket anti-Semitism, I'm like, okay, what about all the 10 Christians who die every day in the Middle East? What about the massive slaughter of Christians all over Africa?
It's hundreds of thousands a year. This guy was from Senegal, 97% Muslim, because they don't let anybody else live there that isn't Muslim. I mean, the biggest murder of Christians is in Africa. But let's go back to Israel for a minute. I'm still banned on YouTube. I'm still banned on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere else. So are you. You just recently got brought back to X, I believe. So we're all still banned, but then there's giant YouTube channels literally worshiping Hitler being pushed by YouTube, and I'm not saying censor them, but if I was here, I'm not anti-Israel because I'm getting a paycheck. I get nothing but called an anti-Semite by the Israeli newspapers. So it's like crazy. Just because I won't say only evil comes out of Israel, I'm bad. It's all you've got is persecution. I mean, you are still under attack, even though you supporting Israel overall is just a small part of what you do. We're not getting some special dividend for saying we don't want to nuke Israel.
Yeah, let's have some nuance here, please. Like, I support the Iranian people. I hate the Ayatollahs. I support Canada. I hate their prime minister. I support Israel. I think Netanyahu allowed for that massive attack where 1,500 were killed. I think he let October 7th happen. And so do a ton of Israelis. Most Israelis I know hate Netanyahu and don't support his warmongering. So
that's right. He has a 15% approval rating.
Yeah. He gets Jews killed. So I think the guy has a bee in his bonnet because they killed his brother, and he's been obsessed with war and revenge ever since. And maybe that's what you need over there. It's none of my beeswax, really.
Well, that's right. But his brother died in a daring raid to rescue hostages in Africa.
Yeah, you know, if you've ever been to Israel, you read their media, and they are way more critical of Israel than American media is. I find that anti-Semitism is more popular in Israel than it is in America. You know, they've got Muslims in their parliament, they've got Muslim entire districts of their country. So we can have some nuance here. I don't support Netanyahu. I love the people of Israel. I don't want wars. I definitely don't want America getting involved. And that's the way a lot of Israelis feel.
Well, yeah, you know how I know that Hamas was founded by Israel? Because it was first broke by Israeli newspapers.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
You know how I know about Israel staging the Levant affair? Israeli newspapers. You know how I know about Israel staging other stuff? Because I had the Mossad guy on that exposed it.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is we should be critical of corruption with George W. Bush and 9/11. We should be critical of Xi Jinping, not the Chinese people. Exactly. And then that's what I'm saying is not that we're defending Israel. It's defending sanity. This mental illness where people literally believe every bad thing that happens on earth. I like it rains on your birthday. I say slip on a banana peel is Israel.
Yes. Well, it's tedious, it's low IQ, and it's pedantic, and we have to understand that the whole context too of, like, yes, we were involved with Hezbollah and Taliban and all these horrific terrorist groups, and that's the mess you get into when you start trying to deal with the Middle East. Look at Afghanistan. Look at what a quagmire that was. So the only way to handle that disgusting backwards culture that is the Middle East is to dip in, blow everything up, and get out. Like, look at Saddam Hussein. Iraq was better off under that deranged dictator. That's because the Middle East is the turd world. I'm sorry.
Oh, and he was against the Shiites, the Sunnis. He played rock and roll and had Playboy on the shelves, and then we overthrew him and said he was with Al-Qaeda.
Look, I'm a Western chauvinist. The West is the best. Every time we try to throw pearls before swine and show these people, show the non-Western world what democracy is, what liberty is, what ethics is, we always end up making it worse than when we went in. So I don't want anything to do with the non-Western world. They suck. And if we're there for 4 weeks, that's getting involved.
And 4 weeks turns into, remember the lockdowns with COVID, 2 weeks to flatten the curve?
Well, we thought Ukraine and Russia was going to be 10 days. It's looking like it can never end now. It's like Pakistan and India. They're just going to be fighting at the border for generations. Some cultures are just built to war. And we've been through World War I, World War II. We learned our lesson the hard way. We don't want to do this anymore. And again, I don't mind showing off and flexing your muscles once in a while, but the second those planes start landing with boots on the ground, I mean, I'm just assuming he was bluffing when he told the Daily Mail that he's not ruling out boots on the ground, because that's just a different America. That's a neocon America, and we tried that, and it didn't work.
Now, I got 100 questions. I want to come back and take phone calls from all the great callers that are holding. But Gavin McInnes is our guest. What else, where we're all focused on Iran, is on your radar? Republicans won't pass the SAVE Act, even though 90% of Republicans want it, 70% of Democrats. What is going on there?
The Democrats have never been more embarrassing, have they? Like, who do they have? It's such a loser festival. And that State of the Union was beautiful 4D chess where he baited them into making fools of themselves and not standing up for the rights of citizens over the rights of illegals. I mean, I want to do a whole green screen on the cavalcade of crust that is the Democratic Party, from Ilhan Omar to Rashida Tlaib, Eric Swalwell, like Pete Buttigieg. Who do they have? AOC? Mamdani? I mean, they keep getting votes because women will vote with their emotions and young people will vote based on, I don't know, who has less hate. But here in the real world, I have never seen a more embarrassing Democratic Party than the past few years. And they just get worse every day. No one supports them. Even this thing, Like they protest in my neighborhood. They protest all over the country every Saturday, and they just trade in their Palestinian flags for Ukrainian flags. They trade in their Ukrainian flags for Iranian flags. Now they love the Ayatollah. He keeps ridiculing them, and they keep getting more and more embarrassing. Now they're supporting the supreme leader of Iran and saying that it's a shame that we lost him.
You read my mind. I was about to go there screaming Allah Akbar, death to America. It's Muslims and old white women who literally came to find Iran on a map. How bizarre is that?
What strange bedfellows. And we saw this with LGBTQ for Palestine, drag queens for Palestine. We've seen burqas that are rainbow colored. Like, you have no idea who you're supporting. They just have this attitude of the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And just like the blanket anti-Semitism, it's just low IQ garbage. And I think Trump is smart enough to play them and make them support Ayatollahs and show everyone how unbelievably ridiculous they are. And their support just keeps dwindling. I'm very confident that we're going to have another mega presidency after Trump.
Let's talk about how we get that done, but just briefly, why are you and I still censoring almost everything?
I think there's a lot of fat, ugly nerds who are in big tech and they resent us because they have daddy issues and we're good dads. All of this comes down to daddy issues. That's what the hatred of Trump is all about, ultimately. It's the left are losers. They took something stupid in college, like speech pathology. They got $250,000 in debt, and their dad is disappointed in them. So I can either be disappointed in myself and accept that I screwed up and I'm a loser, or I can hate not just my dad, but the concept of dads in general. And that's what all of this is. All Trump hate is daddy issues, and all Gavin and Alex hate is daddy issues. Anyone who supports the family is not only anti-Marxist, but it makes them feel bad about the fact that they're childless and they screwed up and they don't have a future. So they discredit us and they ban us and censor us because we're pro-family. And despite being divorced a bunch of times, Trump symbolizes dads and families. I don't know why. That's just the way
it is. Well, he symbolizes alpha males. You're right, though. They've come out in documents in the UK and the US saying transgenderism is about ending men. We need less men. I mean, they're actually admitting that.
Yeah. Well, if you can smash the patriarchy, then the losers win. And we're not going to allow that to happen. Sorry, losers. You're toast.
You said that 20 years ago, and I kind of got it. Now it's admitted. It's you're dead on. Let's come back with Gavin and take your phone calls on this war and where this is all going. We're going to go boom, boom, boom to your calls to cover a bunch of other issues with Gavin McGinnis. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I shut out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, your joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
AlexJones.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the AI models all show it. The big thing show it. The closest to World War III than ever. Gavin McGinnis is our guest. We're about to go to your calls on World War III and all the culture issues happening. But, Gavin, you're so optimistic off of Trump's previous patterns where he will do an escalation up front to get a negotiation. I just don't know if Iran's going to go along with that.
Well, they don't have a supreme leader anymore. I mean, I just looked him up on Wikipedia, and it just says vacant. So that space is gone. I don't know. Is regime change even possible in Iran? Like, it's not as simple as chopping off the head of the snake. They've been deep in, you know, Islamic hell since 1979. They've been through other ayatollahs. We had Khomeini before Khamenei. I don't think it's as simple as just killing the guy. I mean, Iran doesn't even like Muhammad. I mean, they're not even really Muslim. They're sort of culturally Muslim, but they all hate having to cover their hair. They've been dominated by Islam for the better part of half a century. I don't know if you can even do that. Maybe this was all just to show the rest of the Middle East that we can bomb you and we can take out your nuclear capabilities. Maybe that was what we're doing here. Maybe regime change isn't even the goal, because I don't think it's possible.
That's exactly what Eric Prince said. If you study the demographics and the numbers, I mean, it's amazing. Let's go to a phone call here. Start going to calls. I'm going to go to your calls, but get everybody just be quick. We appreciate you calling, but just make your point. We'll go to the next caller after Gavin McGinnis gives his take. Bart, thanks for calling from Florida. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I want to double down on what I said on Thursday. This is one of the most horrible ideas I've ever seen Trump come up with. It's very difficult fighting two wars on two or three fronts. We need to get out of the Middle East. obviously terrible idea. I agree with what you were saying. We have a bigger problem on our Mexican border. Fentanyl. That's what scares the hell out of me. I don't know about you, Alex. I'm more scared of fentanyl than nuclear weapons. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you. I mean, it really is China economically and militarily, but it's Latin America and Venezuela, and now Cuba's about to fall. That's in our hemisphere. I think it's constitutional for Trump to be involved there. I was overall supporting that. What do you make of this hemisphere versus the Middle East, Gavin McGinnis?
Well, you know, Trump has made some big advances on the fentanyl problem, but that caller is absolutely correct. It's an act of war. I think China's getting revenge on us from the opium wars. They're still mad about that, and China moves slowly. It's a 4,000-year-old culture. We're what, 250 years old. So we don't quite get how slow they move, and they are slowly getting revenge for the sins that we did hundreds of years ago. And, you know, if you look at the numbers, it's well over 200 people dying of opioids a day. Most of that is fentanyl. But, I talk to DEAs all the time, and they said that they used to say that this entire desk – confiscating that, getting that much fentanyl off the streets wouldn't be considered a big deal. That'd be a drop in the bucket. And they've totally changed since Trump, and they go, this would be a ton today. So the volume of fentanyl has plummeted since Trump stopped the border, but it has to keep plummeting. We are under attack. Imagine there was a bombing in America that killed 200 people every day. I mean, we'd think that we were in World War II in Britain. We'd think that we were in Dresden. We think that we were in a world war. We are in a world war. They're killing over 200 Americans every single day. So that caller couldn't be more correct. We have to focus on the border and fentanyl. It's in everything, too. I mean, we're at the point now where junkies don't even want heroin. They're addicted to fentanyl. It's no longer an additive. It's often the main drug. And as these Democrats keep destroying cities and letting homeless encampments reign supreme all over San Francisco and Philadelphia and everything, that just becomes almost like a concentration camp where they can kill people with fentanyl. So we're in a silent war right now with this drug, and it's created by the Chinese. It's distributed by the cartels. Right up here on Long Island in New York, we've got the Mexican cartels distributing fentanyl, killing suburban kids, rich and poor, across the board. Anyone who smokes a joint, takes a pill, does a line is dead. And we totally ignore it. Maybe it's because pharmaceutical companies are the number one advertiser on Fox News, but we never hear about this in the news. And it's a building with 200 people blowing up every single day. Does that not interest anyone?
Trump has tanked the amount coming in. The numbers are plunging. You see it everywhere. Absolutely, yes. Right. That's why it's hard to throw Trump out with the bathwater, especially when we don't have an alternative. If we had some other candidate, like a Ron Paul 2.0 or something was better, we can say, oh, well, we'll go with this now. But like you said, the Democrats are a total freak show. Let's go to Jake in Florida. Trump is turning his back on MAGA. Question mark. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, let's just cover the basic beginning. I'm an early Trump voter, 2015, three-time Trump voter from Florida. Huge supporter. Also a huge supporter of you. Always buy your stuff, your hats, your products.
Thank you.
Love it. So let's just go back to, his polls were tanking this whole year. Why? It's all because of Israel. Everyone screams, oh, it's anti-Semitism, this, anti... No, it's true. He did everything basically the last year. Nobody's ever been arrested. Doge isn't enacted. You could just say, oh, yeah, he has a border. That's a given. We should always have a border. But everything else is just, it's just crap. We just gotten crap, and that's why his polls are tanking. And then you could say, oh, why is nobody... Or this, the midterms, he's not going to win the midterms now, and we should still vote for him. Why? This makes no sense. Why would we continue if we just continue this milquetoast, Trump, MAGA, whatever the hell it became? It's just we kick the can down the road, or we just let it burn and then something more right comes, out of the ashes, which is kind of
well, historically, if populist conservatives, nationalists, Christians stand down during a communist uprising, the communists take over for decades or 80 years. So if you studied history, the Democrats always say, give up, see your candidate's not perfect, your party's not perfect, give up. We step aside, they're going to implode stuff and basically end elections as we know it, and we'll never come back. I mean, I hear this talk about let it all burn down, accelerationism. What do you think of accelerationism, Gavin McGinnis?
I think it's a fool's errand. Even voting for RFK Jr., I like the guy, but he can't win. The whole notion of we got to get a third party in there and we need a three-party system, it's all naive college stuff. That's the way you talk when you're 18. You got to deal with the cards you're dealt, and the cards we're dealt right now don't look great. I mean, we've got a MAGA president who's inflicting regime change on loser countries we don't care about, and and I'm not impressed with the border, by the way. In order to get rid of all the 12 million that Biden let in, which is more than Ellis Island, by the way, it's 10,000 a day. He's not even close to that. So I'm not impressed with Trump, but he's the best we got. And I think the only way to save America is another two terms of a Trump-like guy. So again, I say I'm off the Trump train. I don't know what that means. I'm always going to vote right. But, you know, this could be a shocking betrayal. It's not over yet, though. Until we have serious numbers of Americans dying, we haven't been betrayed yet. We're all forecasting here saying we're about to be betrayed. Let's give it a second.
No, I mean, I agree. The fat lady hadn't sung yet. And again, I just call balls and strikes. In fairness, Biden dismantled the ICE enforcement system.
Correct.
And then they pointed at Obama having, you know, way higher. Yeah, it's only up to like a couple thousand a day now. And now the difference is when they go out to their job, they're attacked and hunted. And the cities have task forces against them, like, and say they're Hitler. So I'm seeing, and he got the funding. He's trying to hire the people. They got judges trying to block him. On the border thing, when I see people, and I get you made the point, I'm going to say it's not a real point. That is because of the system and the Article 3 judges trying to block him.
Yeah, well, the whole concept of the police being told to stand down and not do their job. So now ICE is doing crowd enforcement. Now ICE is trying to bust some pedophile, some cartel member, some wife abuser, and he's got a thousand screaming Karens behind him, and they go, they need to be trained better. That's not part of their job. Their job is not crowd control. That's the police's job, but they've been prevented from doing that. Those people shouldn't be there. These people shouldn't
be
here.
They also lie and say they don't have warrants. When they're looking for drugs with illegal aliens, they have the warrant. They have a court order, deportation order, that when they see that person and they're in a house through the window, won't come out, they have probable cause. There's the illegal. They have a court order. It's totally legal. And they go, there's no warrant. It's not a warrant for an illegal. It's a court order.
And it's also this sanctuary's culture that Biden allowed and promoted. And now you have these guys where the police have apprehended the guy. They have him. And they go, okay, just hold on to him. We'll be right there. Nope. He's released. So
every day I see dozens of articles where Blue Cities will release a murderer, a child molester, and they do it again.
Yep, and that's an act of terrorism, by the way, because you're inflicting a violent criminal on the populace. And terrorism
is when
you...
Explain why Soros, because in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, the U.S., on purpose, the same policy, they release violent offenders to kill. Why are they doing that?
Because they're terrorists. Terrorism is an act of violence for political gain. When you release mass murderers into the populace, when you release rapists and pedophiles into the populace, you're sicking wild rabid dogs on us. That's terrorism. You're trying to kill us. And I don't understand why these people aren't jailed for it. Even the whole, remember that whole Governor Whitmer kidnapping where two-thirds of the guys involved in the kidnapping were, was it Whitmer? Two-thirds of the guys involved in the kidnapping
were feds, and they couldn't even get the one-third to attack.
Isn't that a terrorist act?
Mm-hmm.
If you're entrapping American citizens and trying to get them to kidnap people, that's terrorism. That's the FBI committing a terrorist act on its own citizens.
No, I totally agree. So it's just an incredible point. Jake, thanks for the call. Let's go to Savage Dog in Georgia. You're on the air with Gavin McGinnis. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Okay. I was going to call about something else hopefully I can, make that second point. But, Nick Fuentes with his accelerationism. If you read Sun Tzu, The Art of War, acceleration is Islamists, basically retreating from the high ground. At this point, we have the high ground. We can fire arrows down on our enemies. If by Nick Fuentes, his philosophy, we'd retreat to high ground and give the entirety of government to the liberals, they'll shoot arrows on us and we'll be fighting from a position of defense.
No, I totally agree. Well, the Republican Party is, let's say, 20 times better than Democrats, and they're still terrible. But markedly, with all these set policies, why would we then get rid of them and put in a group that literally wants to put us all in prison and wants to destroy the country itself? That'll show Trump. Nick's on tomorrow. I'm not trying to be mean to him. I know he's doing it to put pressure on Trump to stop this, but that's a great point. What do you make of what Savage Dog saying? We'll go back to Savage Dog in a moment.
Are we talking to me?
Yes, sir, Gavin.
Yeah, this is a pet peeve of mine, too. I get this from a lot of cop friends where they go, things got to get worse before they can get better. And, you know, I feel bad for you. You don't have concealed carry in New York, but I got a gun. And if the shit hits the fan, excuse my language, I've got enough ammunition. And I don't think people understand how bad things can get. Look at South Africa. It could not get worse. Look at
no,
the
no. You just said my pet
picture.
Peeve. Stop. You were simpatico. I don't know if you ever heard me tell the story. I've only told it probably 10 times, and that's not a lot. I don't expect to be listening every day. I have grown up in Texas around all these great patriots that were way before I was born that taught me what I knew. But they would always say, finally, when we see the blue helmets, we'll kill them and we'll win the war. The blue helmets come through bureaucracy and regulations and lockdowns. So exactly, it's like cops, well, I got enough ammo and we're all ready for the, but they're not politically engaged. No, we're being taken over politically. It's not about a physical fight. If we have to go to that, that means that we have basically failed. Go ahead. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. There's no limit to how bad things can get. Do people get out? Have you been to Baltimore? Have you been to Philly? Philadelphia looks like, when you walk down the street, it looks like there was some sort of negotiation with the homeless people and the mayor, and the homeless people won the negotiation, and they just own the town. Like, you'll be standing somewhere and there'll be a guy with a parka on and no other clothes, eating a sandwich, sitting on a city bike, just staring at you like you're the animal in the zoo. You step over bodies, passed out people to get on into a taxi. They're dancing on the street with bottles of wine in their hand. There's tents everywhere. Junkies doing that tripod thing where they bend over. That's how bad things can get.
And by the way, the NGOs all set that up. They get half the money. They set it up. They give them the drugs. This is all on purpose. Like I said, it's like a concentration camp, but they don't shoot you in a pit or gas you, as they say. They do it through fentanyl.
Yeah, there's no phoenix rising up from those ashes. The whole concept of burn it down to make it better, like the British did to the White House in 1812, doesn't work because there's no limit to the ashes. These communist globalists, as long as they have their gated community, they are not just happy, they're ecstatic to let the rest of the country burn to the ground.
Remember what Wall's wife, Tampon Tim, said in her gay community? She was, I loved hearing the riots, the burning buildings, the smell of burning tires. She loved it.
Oh, yeah. She loves the smell of napalm in the morning. And you even see that in South Africa. The elites down there, they don't seem to mind. They're not leaving. They've got their servants. And talk about a gated community. I mean, they've got rows and rows of razor wire there, and cameras and generators for their spy cams, their CCTV cams, because there's no electricity in that country. Look, don't let this place burn. We have to fight for every square inch. And even if Trump is screwing us right now with a war in Iran, we have to stand by him. I'm sorry. I know it sounds terrible. I can't believe I'm saying it, but he's the lesser of two evils, no matter how bad he screws up. Take that to the bank.
That's basically a true statement. And these people say, oh, you're not a purist, you're bad. Okay, so you don't put them in charge. By the way, what you said is so key. I have documents, we've covered them in the 60s, 70s, 80s, where the Club of Rome said, we want to get rid of freedom, we want to get rid of laissez-faire capitalism, we want to make everybody poor, we want to go back to city-states where the elites live in these armored compounds, everybody else is like basically the Hunger Games, and we're going to make everybody poor by design. That's why the South African model is that model. You have these ultra-rich that own the diamond mines and everything else, and they funded the end of apartheid. I'm not saying support that, but they replaced it with something more evil to literally then destroy everything. Everybody's starving, and now they can manage them and control them better than having a free, open society that would actually challenge their monopoly.
There is no limit to the kind of suffering that the elites will impose on you. And Iran is a great example of that. I mean, look at the suffering they imposed on their citizens. It, not just killing the protesters in the past few months, but the beating women on the, in the streets because their bangs are showing or they have purple socks on. I mean, the amount of suffering that, that humans can endure. Look at communism. Look at the, all of Eastern Europe. They still haven't recovered from that. Like, go to East Berlin today and it still looks like crap. Because it takes a long time to recover
well,
from
that. Well, instead, all of that basically came into the EU. I agree. It's the new Soviet Union. Savage Dog, final comment, a little bit more calls.
I appreciate that. Gavin, this is a question especially for you. My opinion is the militia, backed by your local sheriff, is the only way that we're going to save this nation.
Yep. And people say the argument against that is, oh, what are you going to do? Use your pea shooter against an F-14 jet fighter or a B-7 bomber? No, when they know that the populace is armed and willing to stand up for their one little postage stamp piece of land, they change their minds. And I have proof of that. And that's the Bundy Ranch. Remember that ragtag group of citizens that got together? There's some old guy with a 30-odd six, and there's some kid with a 22, and there's some guy with a handgun, and they're of all ages and all sizes. They were a motley crew. And they stood at the Bundy Ranch, and Obama said, I'm out. This is going to look really
bad.
Yeah,
because the opposite of a real populist uprising. But here's the deal. The Second Amendment says a well-regulated militia, and that would be under the county. That's how it works. Able-bodied men don't just have a right to serve in it. Unless you're disabled, you're in it, 18 to 40, whatever it is. That's normal if there's a fire or a flood. You don't bring in FEMA. You're in this when there's an emergency. That teaches competency. It's what it's all about. So I totally agree. That is the answer. But it's an elected official, the sheriff, that really is more powerful than the mayor or the county commissioner because they got the posse. And they've taught us to not know who we are. It's a well-regulated militia. The right of people keeping their arms shall not be infringed. And that's what we're talking about. So thank you for the call, Savage Dog. Great point. Dead on, Gavin. That's what we need. TJ in New Jersey. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Live in New Jersey, work in New York City. There's a lot of talk about the Islamic terror cells. You've been pretty spot on with all this stuff. Do you have any intel on when, you know, we could expect that something, we'd see some kind of activity with this?
If the mullahs think they're really about to fall, because they know that Trump's going to go ape if they launch these sleeper cells, and I mean there's thousands of them from what I know, then they'll just kind of a doomsday switch. Because they're going to kill their own. It's like Hitler flooded his own subways in Berlin when the Russians got like, you know, a quarter mile away, famously. And they said, sir, it'll kill hundreds of thousands. He said, well, they deserve it. You know, the Germans didn't win. Same thing. Just as a FU doomsday switch, if the mullahs trigger their real Hezbollah sleeper cells we know they have here, I would imagine we'll have thousands of attacks on the order of what we saw Saturday night in downtown Austin. And potentially much worse. Gavin McGinnis, what do you think?
Well, there's a new MK Ultra going around, and it is propaganda. It's a really effective way to get people assassinated because you don't leave a paper trail. And what you do is you just tell everyone to attack American citizens. You tell every Muslim across the globe that they have to fight for jihad, and then they go and do it on their own. Like, I don't think that
this
guy...
Yeah, I mean, New York a month ago had like 10,000 people chanting, death to America, death to Trump, death... I mean, you're going to get some to go do it.
It's way cheaper than spending, you know, millions of dollars training these terrorists. Just get the word out that terrorism is a good thing, and it's good for Allah, and it's good for jihad, and we're going to see plenty more of these Austin shootings. And what do we do about it? Well, I'll tell you what we don't do is capitulate. You need, you know, good intel. You need to arrest these people. I think every time there's a terror attack, by the way, you should deport that guy's entire family, cousins, like, not friends, but his entire family. That's what they do in Russia, by the way. And it works. And now we start getting snitches. Now that cousin says, I don't like what Muhammad's been talking about. He's acting kind of sketchy. Because the only way we can stop terrorism in this country is snitches.
Anybody that's here on a visa that can be proven that was talking to him and didn't do something, they're deported. By the way, there's also this. Carry it at all times, folks. Now, I mean, you got to carry your guns at all times if you're in an area that, you know, has a Second Amendment. This is so important.
Yep. It's the only way. Look, we're in a war. We keep talking about what if this happens and what if we get attacked. We are getting attacked. We're frogs. We're gay frogs in boiling water. And we have to wake up and go, we're losing our kids to fentanyl. Our borders are wide open. We've got terror attacks. Texas is being forcibly taken over. They've already got Dearborn. We need to just accept the fact that this war snuck up on us and here it is.
The biggest problem in history is people don't realize they're under attack until it's too late.
Yep.
I mean, how many Border Patrol facilities shot up? How many dead? Our own Jamie White killed by illegal alien gangbangers. Our own reporter. I mean, it's just, you're right. The war's here. It's like Patrick Henry says.
Our own children.
Patrick Henry says, why are you waiting? The war's already begun.
Our own children hate us. Look at these college students marching up and down, happily aligning themselves with Muslim terrorists because they hate America. America's on stolen land. No one's illegal on stolen land. They've been taught by Marxists in schools to hate their own country, to hate their history. And that's a very effective first step in destroying
a
culture.
Gavin, I know you got to go. TJ, thanks for the call. Great point. Do 5 more minutes. Got a 2-minute break. I want to ask you a few more questions and let you go. The Stuart Rhodes comes on. We'll continue with Wild, John, Gabriel, Neo, Al, Austin, William, Cool Hand, and others. But people find your great work and your daily show and all the other programs you have at censored.tv. And it's time to bring Gavin McGinnis and Alex Jones back to YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. But we're still banned, Gavin. Why is that? Why are we still banned?
Well, I think I'm back on YouTube. Yeah, I got back on YouTube recently. I'm back on X and YouTube and just banned from everything else. Although PayPal is back too. Things are changing.
Well, I'm still waiting, so we'll be right back in 2 minutes. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, this is what Trump has said to Iran.
You can run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time.
Sooner or later, they're gonna cut you down.
All right, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes. Join some stations. Stuart Rhodes is going to join us. He knows we're riding the shotgun of calls, so we're going to get to your calls first. We're going to go to everybody in the order their calls have been received, starting with John in Florida and others. He says he wants an Alex Jones. We need to do this. Alex Jones and Fuentes and I ran war. We need to do this. We'll find out what that means. But Gavin, you were making during the break, I said, what's the most important thing you haven't said today yet? Repeat what you said during the break to the viewers right now about the existential point we're at. I totally agree with you.
Americans are very parochial. And when I was born in Britain, I emigrated to Canada. I came here to New York in the late 90s. And it frustrates me when Americans roll their eyes at these other Western countries from Australia, New Zealand. I would even count Japan as the West. And the reason you should care is because these elites are not American elites. They're not German elites. They are global elites. And as bad as Britain is with free speech, that's a harbinger. That's a canary in a coal mine. We are going to have police coming to our door in the next 5 years asking us about a tweet. I mean, we already see it now with censorship. So we have mobs censoring us even outside of the government. So when you see Canada get destroyed by Marxism and lose their entrepreneurial spirit, when you see Islam take over entire communities and cities in Britain, know that that can happen here. Birmingham is yesterday. Austin, Texas is tomorrow. So please, be scared of what you see happening in other Western countries, because as Ezra Levant says, I see the Britain and Canada as sort of a dystopian time machine of where America is going to be in the next 5 years.
And by the way, the left brags and says the EU tyranny, suing Musk, trying to take our speech, the UK doing the same thing, Canada. This is their model. It's the exact same plan. They're just 4 or 5 years ahead of us. I actually have 3 or 4 articles today in the U.S. where police are now coming to people's houses and saying, why'd you criticize the city council? Well, I didn't make a threat. Well, we're just here to ask her. So they're already doing what the U.K. did about 10 years ago. Now they have, what, dozens of arrests a day, thousands a year of people for mild speech or privately praying? Or, oh, the Muslims don't like you walking your dog at the park, and now they're trying to pass laws at the council governments of the U.K. to ban dogs in public? I mean, then I saw non-Muslim politicians saying, my Muslim constituents want to get rid of dogs. I agree. So, I mean, they're getting rid of pork in some Texas schools for the Muslims. It's just like they're putting prayer rooms into the high schools and middle schools in Minnesota.
I mean, and the thing you got to remember is our enemies are insatiable. There's this sort of misnomer, this misunderstanding that if we just give the vampire a vial of our blood, then he'll leave us alone because he already has the blood. No, you give the vampire a vial of your blood, he gets a taste for it. You give Islam Dearborn, Michigan, now they start setting up other locations. That's the history of civilization.
Well, what did Rudyard Kipling say about feeding the pirate or the terrorist? Or the person trying to extort you. He said the crocodile eats those that feed it last. I mean, you
exactly. Look.
Yeah.
In the Netherlands, they're talking about giving pedophiles these realistic child dolls, and that'll get them over their pedophilic tendencies. No, you're helping them practice. You can't give evil an inch, or they'll take infinite miles. And that's what we keep doing. That's what the left is all about, is giving inches here and there. Or even this concept of accelerationism is giving inches. No, we have to take our inches back.
Yeah, something taken is 10 times harder to get back. I totally disagree with accelerationism. We are accelerating our take back as society. We're actually winning. And we hit speed bumps. People shouldn't go pissed. You've been doing this for 30 plus years. So have I. Back then we were in the wilderness. Are we not winning actually right now? We should be optimistic.
Yes, we're winning. The only way we can lose is if we let this negativity take over and this nihilism. You have to keep fighting every day, just like Trump said. Fight, fight, fight.
We are the accelerationist of victory. Gavin McGinnis, thank you so much. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I shut out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Many of you are very talented, but if you really want to wow me today, you're going to have to show something extra. Little thing I've coined, heart.
I think his mom, like, drank when she was pregnant or something.
JD, hustle, hustle.
I believe in you, JD. Don't listen to those motherfuckers. I know your heart's on the football field, but I need your head in history class, Mr. Vance.
Yes, Vance, yes.
Stupid freak. I'll never make the team. He's a loser.
Fuck you, Gavin. You and your dad are both gay.
Damn it, Vance. I wish I had 100 of you. If only you could get those godforsaken test scores up.
If you ask a hot chick to prom, I'll give you a C because history smiles upon the bold.
Asking me for my permission to ask my daughter to prom is a really classy move.
Fans past history. Now let's go beat the shit out of the Soros High Goblins. I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and an analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings. I know caller's been holding a while. Stuart Rhodes is going to co-host me this hour. He's going to take over fourth hour to get into the big picture and not just focus on Iran. But I'm no fan of the mullahs. Stuart's no fan of the mullahs. But I got the clips of Trump, J.D. Vance, Gabbard saying we're not going to do regime change. We're not going to go to war with Iran. And now he's talking about boots on the ground to the New York Post today. About 4 to 5 weeks. You know, even Eric Prince is saying this is a bad idea. Now, once he launched the attack Saturday, I said, I hope they take him out quick. But they're so dug in, now it looks like we're committed to this, where I guess on a routine basis we go back and blow up whatever new stuff they've got. You know, Trump's approval rating's up 1 point. I don't think he did it for approval rating or for a distraction. So I want to get Stuart's snapshot of this. But these callers have been holding so long, I want to bounce off them. Then we'll also move into other issues. Because there's a lot of them, the sleeper cell attack. I talked to folks that were able to raid his house, the rest of it. He was sending messages out that he was about to do it. We don't know if he was getting told to do it. that I predicted Saturday about 7 hours before, that I expect to see sleeper cell attacks probably in Texas first, because you have higher concentrations in Michigan and in New York and places of Shiites. You look this up, but overall they're not concentrated, but the largest number is in Texas. And because I live here, I've experienced it, and they're serious. And so whether they're lone wolves or coordinated, if Iran thinks they're going down, they've said they would activate their proxy groups, and what would that look like? So Stuart Rhodes, former Army veteran, former Ron Paul staffer, constitutional lawyer, founder of the Oath Keepers, former J6 political prisoner, supposedly the ringleader of the whole made-up thing, uniquely positioned to talk about all this. We've been predicting this stuff would go down. What is your overall view of the Iran situation?
I think it's being done to distract President Trump and run the clock out, just as they did the first term. It's a massive distraction, distracting with foreign policy, which he apparently loves to engage in. And meanwhile, the deep state here at home is laughing through their sleeve because they're just keeping their entrenched power. In fact, probably going to grow it. I think they'll use a terror attack last night in Austin, and we're going to see more of that, as just like for 9/11, they're going to give you the false choice of, oh, you don't want terror attacks? After they left the border wide open and brought them all in, now they start going kinetic, which we all knew was coming. They're going to say, well, only way for you to, you know, be safe now is to jump on board with Palantir and, you know, Project Gotham and tracking you 24/7 into a Minority Report world. So that's what I'm frustrated about is that Trump is playing into their hands in that sense. I'm glad the mullah's dead, or the main guy, Khamenei. I'm glad he's dead. The best outcome there would be if they were to decapitate the snake, take down the mullahs, and leave the Iranian people free to decide their own fate. But sadly, that's not the history of our military intervention overseas. It has not been to free people and give them their own decision for their future. It's been to replace one puppet with another.
And by the way, I'm not tooting my horn, but I'm rarely more right than you. So you're one of the most accurate guys. We hope we have you on all the time. But if you remember back in June when this Midnight Hammer happened, you're like, yeah, screw the mullahs, you know, get rid of their nuclear thing. This keeps Israel from pushing us into full war. I made the prediction then. I said within 6 months to a year, they're going to say take out the missiles, regime change, and then they'll block the Strait of Hormuz, which hasn't happened yet, and we'll be escalated and pushed into full war. And you're not really wrong. You just now, what do you think of my prediction? Because you were a little more supportive than I was. I wasn't sad it happened. I hoped you were right. He was just using it to de-escalate. But I think clearly now you're saying exactly what I think. What you said is exactly what I think.
Yeah, I was being hopeful. But as others would say, like Eric Prince, I heard what you said earlier, he didn't believe this would happen, and here we are. Now, one thing, I agree with him, you know, no ground troops, but with this one caveat. If you're going to attempt regime change in Iran, it should be for the people, and it should be done using U.S. special forces who are trained to be force multipliers to go in and help organize the locals and train them in overthrowing dictators. That was the original mission of special forces. That's why their motto is Dio Oppresso Liber, to liberate the oppressed. If they were actually being used for that purpose, and if they were to free the Iranian people, who are mostly Persian, they're not even Muslim, they want to get out from under the mullahs. If that could be done in a way that actually frees them, that'd be fantastic. That's not the world we live in, though. This is the problem. We need regime change here at home, and that's what's really frustrating.
That was my next point, exactly. So elaborate, because I interrupted you. What trajectory do you see we're on now, and how can we – what's the message to get to Trump to pull out of this before it's too late? Because I think it's not just a distraction. I don't think Hegseth's bad, but I think in the overall intelligence agencies and the officer corps below him, as he has admitted, so many are globalists, they're basically going to just draw us into this. I see this as like a giant Bay of Pigs.
Well, you're not going to – I don't think you're going to be able to convince President Trump now that he's committed to backing out without taking down the rest of the mullahs regime. And so, like,
so
that's
why people – you agree, though, he's committed to regime change now.
Yes, but the way to do it, though, is not to do it Iraq style, where you send in, you know, ground troops of rank and file, line troops. The only way to really do it right is what they did in northern Iraq, where the special forces parachuted in and trained the Kurds and led the Kurds in kicking Saddam's ass. And the initial response to in Afghanistan, where special forces parachuted in, same thing. They went in there and force multiplied by training and leading the locals. that's the only, you know, rational way to have regime change without turning into a protracted occupation. And when you have jihadists from all over the Middle East, just like in Iraq, flooding in, don't occupy Iran. Decapitate the snake, use special forces as a force multiplier to train the people, but make sure they're working with the actual people.
But you know that takes time, because of the old Green Beret models to take over rural regions and then expand and march on cities. Now
it can be done fast. It can be in a very, look at, that's why I brought up northern Iraq. They went into northern Iraq at right ahead of the invasion of Iraq, and they organized the Kurds, who were very anti-Saddam, because Saddam has been so horrible for them for years, and they're already good fighters. So I'm just saying, if they're going to go in, that's the smart way to do it. Go in and organize the locals who are legitimate, like Persian non-Muslims should be the ones they focus on, ones who want to restore their Persian culture and want to kick Islam out. Those are the ones, the women who want to wear jeans again and bikinis like they used to, and their boyfriends. Those are the ones
The United States could put in a test town, a smaller town, put in, 30 Green Berets, dump in a whole bunch of small weapons, mines, claymores, all that, teach them how to wipe out the secret police, use that as a domino to watch the secret police, which would be a very, small group, just like Alexander Solzhenitsyn wished they'd have done when they came to the door to grab at night in St. Petersburg. And then you now have the domino falling. You use the folktale success of that. But that's a year-long operation, even if it was done quickly.
It can go pretty quick, but surprisingly. I mean, that's what A-teams do. You got 12 to 14 men. That's what they do. They parachute in and link up the locals. And like Ivan Raiklin could tell you all about it. I mean, I was in the SFQ course, went through the first phase, made it through that, didn't make it through second phase because they stuck me in combo. I was just too bored to learn Morse code. But that's where I learned that model. And we played role players for third phase guys who parachuted in. And we played the denizens of Pineland when they came in and trained us. This is what SF does. And SF can do it very successfully and has done it. Like I said, the initial response in Afghanistan, look how fast they rolled through Afghanistan, being force multipliers with the locals who were against the Taliban. Look how fast they worked in northern Iraq. I'm just saying, I would have Ivan Raiklin on. He can really lay it out for you. Or Doc P. Chambers. He also was SF. But this is the only model that actually would be sane. Now, if you're going to go in
and we know that's not going to be the Trump model.
Well, we could try. We can try to steer it that way, is what I'm saying. If we know he's going to do it, he's going to go for regime change. But let's not let the military-industrial complex cause another big protracted war.
Well, let's talk about from your research what plan they're going to probably go with and why it's bad and why Eric Prince is against it. They'll land some beachheads claiming they got to secure the Strait of Hormuz. Then they'll use the Marines or whatever to push out, take control of a town. And then when everybody sees the casualties and problems, now we got to have major air support, and then it just goes to full invasion.
Well, it might collapse as fast as Iraq did. I mean, the initial invasion of Iraq was a smashing success, but then we disbanded, or they, the deep state, disbanded the Iraqi army. So you had a bunch of unemployed soldiers. That was just incredibly stupid. You should have kept them on the payroll, just control what they did, and have them sit on the base and get retrained.
Isn't that what Trump's kind of offering, planning total amnesty? That usually means money as well.
Well, maybe so. I mean, so there's different degrees of effed up, right? The most effed up thing is the copy of what they did in Iraq, where they fired all the police and all the military associated with Saddam's clan, and they purged them all out. So now they're all unemployed.
And it created a vacuum for the Shiites.
Yeah, you create a vacuum for Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and you got a bunch of pissed off young men that are unemployed. What are they going to wind up doing? They're going to take the Iranian money or whoever's giving them money to go and fight the Americans. And you're occupying their country. If you decapitate them, leave, that's a lot better, right? So, but that'd be better. Just decapitate and leave. Don't fire the whole army. Just make sure, like I said, non-Muslims are in command. And then you protect them. You may give them air cover, whatever you got to do to make sure that they prevail. But then you get out. Better than that, though, I believe, is use the SF model. And I'm sure Mr. Bracken could come in and add to that. But I would believe the best way to do it is make sure they know this is for the people. And Trump can say, I'm not letting the military-industrial complex, I'm not letting Israel or anybody else dictate the future of Iran. It's going to be the Persian people.
Well, that was my next thing, is who do you think Israel's going to want to install there?
That's a good question. My cynical guess is they want a continued shit show. That's been the pattern, right? They funded Hamas and helped raise Hamas.
And just put Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. So we don't want what we had in Syria. It's ridiculous to have a terrorist in Syria in the White House now as our supposed ally. We can't have that. We can't go from the frying pan into the fire over and over again. So that'd be the only possible outcome that would make sense, is if someone can get in Trump's ear and say, look, do this right. The American people are watching you. They expect you to follow through. The only way you can do this without being seen as betraying your campaign promises is to actually free the Iranian people.
Do you think Trump's even been briefed on the SF model, which is normally the main model? I bet he hasn't even been briefed on that.
No. It's not the main model. It's the right model, but it's not with the U.S. military. It's what we did initially in Iraq, in northern Iraq.
No, I mean, the model from World War II up until about the 80s. I meant the previous D model.
Right. Well, this is where they came from, right? You had the Jedburghs in World War II parachuting into France and being force multipliers for the OSS. This is where that model comes from. And that's why Kennedy started Special Forces. He's looking at a protracted Cold War against communism, which we were in. And how do you fight that? You send men in and train local friendly regimes or governments how to preserve themselves with force protection, but you also send them in to overthrow the communist dictators. And so it can work. It's a good model if they follow it. But we both know the deep state does not want to follow that. So if we can get Trump to see it.
Yeah, because they don't want a populist government in Iran.
The deep state does not. So if we can get President Trump to listen to men like Ivan Raiklin, Matt Bracken, Doc Pete Chambers, men that have been there and done that, and do this right, that'd be fantastic. But it's not looking good. So, if someone has an ear to Pete Hegseth, maybe you can get him to see it. Thing is, he was line infantry. I like him. He's got, I think, good intent, but he wasn't special warfare. He doesn't understand that model. So I hope someone can clue him up on that. And if they're going to do it, that's the right way to do it. Next best is go in and kick ass fast, take down the Iranian Guard. Take them down. Take down the mullahs. Take down all their security police that have been murdering Iranians. And that's legit. I've seen all over the internet people are saying, oh, this is all, CIA manufactured fake resistance in the streets. That's not true. There's some of that, I'm sure. Yes. But there's also real Iranians who have been trying for decades now, mass uprisings against the mullahs. Like, they're brutally suppressed.
You can't fake millions of people in the streets. And I know Iranians my whole life in Texas. They all hate the mullahs. So let's shift gears.
Murdered thousands of them, right?
You're going to be able to have a listen to it. You're going to host the fourth hour, get into all this, everything you want. I want to go to some calls now. People have been holding time. But I also wanted to get your take on this property of Allah guy and just how bad you think. I mean, I said that Saturday. I said, I think you're going to see attacks. I think they'll be in Texas first. Let me just ask you briefly. Are you expecting just sympathetic people to launch attacks? Do you think Iran may order their Hezbollah cells we know they have here, and how big do you think the cells are?
I'd say both. I believe both is true. You've got radicalized or just Muslims in the United States been brought in, and they're going to self-activate. And I believe it's also true that you have terror cells have been sent in. I mean, Al-Qaeda has been bragging about this. Sir Adams has been blowing the whistle on this, saying Al-Qaeda is letting everyone know they have cells in the country ready to go for October 7th style attacks. Sitting aside whether you think October 7th was a stand down, which I think it probably was a stand down order. It makes no sense the way it was responded to. But both could be true at the same time. The deep state, you can include, who is they, want what we see, what we saw in Austin last night. They want more of that because they want that false choice. Let the borders wide open. Let us be invaded, brought in Muslims intentionally. That's why you have the red-green alliance between the communists and the Muslims across the West. Just as Europe was invaded, all the things we've been saying for years is proving true. That's the reality. Like you said earlier, we got to follow Patrick Henry's example. Let's accept the brutal reality. The brutal reality is the elites want to destroy the West, destroy Christianity, and take it down. They want to wipe out the Anglo-American or Anglo-European race. They want to just have, in their mind, a new world with all minorities, non-whites, who they can control easier. That's what they think. I'm just letting you know what they say. That's the reality.
The reality is, to quote Patrick Henry, the war has already begun.
Right, it is. And we're in a war, like Clarence Thomas said, when I was in solitary confinement in Alexandria jail waiting for trial, I listened to a broadcast of Clarence Thomas in a discussion in Dallas, Texas, talking to college students. And he said, the fight is between the people of the world and a small group of elites. That's always true. But that does not mean that those elites aren't manipulating, you know, using the communists against us to destroy their own country. Doesn't mean they're not using Islam, which is also destructive. Islam is, I think, completely incompatible with Western civilization. So the elites know that, which is why they've flooded the West with Muslims. They want the Muslims to do what they're doing. The left, the communists who
hate literally the West, it's literally cobra poison.
Yeah, and the communists are willing dupes. As been said before, in early Iran, when they revolted against the Shah early on, a lot of the communists were cheering the arrival of Khomeini. And then they were smoked because, of course, when the Muslims take over, they kill the communists. They kill the lesbians, you know, who are waving their flag. So this is the setup. So we have got to make sure that we understand the reality. I believe there should be mass deportations of all Muslims, frankly. I think it's incompatible with the West. It's not a religion. It's an ideological.
Yeah, we're not going to stick them in camps like Japanese World War II. Just ship them out. Ship them out.
Right. As Ayaan Hirsa Ali said, ex-Muslim, this is not a religion. It's a hardcore ideological. It's like communism.
It's an expansionist death cult.
Yeah, and so is Marxism. That's why they love each other. It's a twin death cult intent on world conquest and destruction. So we have to realize that reality, but not fall for the false choice of giving up more of our freedom. Peter Thiel would love, who's coming into campaigns right here in Texas. I'm working for Paul Bonner's campaign, and his one of his main opponents is being helped by Peter Thiel fundraising for him. And so the big setups in deep dark money coming in Texas. And that's why I endorse Doc Pete Chambers to be governor, because I believe Abbott is part of the intentional setup, wide open borders, $14 million he gave to the Muslims to build more mosques. That's why I support Doc Pete Chambers, a hardcore warrior soldier who I know will take good care. That's why I endorsed Paul Bondar for Congress, and I also endorsed Trey Trainor for Congress. I don't endorse anybody unless I know they're going to be a Texas first and America first.
Sure.
And
also, what is power? Who is Thiel supporting?
Thiel is supporting, well, he came and did a fundraiser for Paul Bondar's main opponent, Jace Yarbrough. He was the special guest at a big soiree, like $7,000 per couple for this candidate, for Jace Yarbrough for Texas 32. That's the district in Congress, the new district. So it's just really weird. He has like $1.5 million of dark money coming in, and Peter Thiel. It tells me all I need to know. That the establishment, and he got an endorsement from Trump and from Abbott. What's really interesting about Trump endorsements, though, I don't know if you saw it, but Teixeira, the ex-baseball player, is also running in Congress to replace Chip Roy. He got endorsed by Trump, and then Trump was just asked about him, and Trump's like, I don't even know who that is.
Trump's playing 10D chess. He's on some things like deals he's focused on. He is very smart. He's got so much going on. I'm not even defending him. This thing that Trump knows every deal. No, it's not.
No. I mean, so that's why a Trump endorsement doesn't carry the weight it used to, because it keeps endorsing these deep state and establishment shills.
All right, stay there, Stuart. Let's go to a bunch of calls. Then you're hosting the fourth hour. You got so much to cover. This is so important. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's Cheerless Live Feeds. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
Now look here, even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home. We have all kinds of supplements. Sometimes we have BOGO Sups. We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites. You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead.
All right, Stuart Rhodes takes over in about 30 minutes. We got loaded phone lines. I apologize I haven't gotten to all of you, but we're doing the best we can. I'm going to move quickly through your calls right now, but let me just do this briefly. Because you heard me in the first hour do a one-minute plug. We will not be on the air because of me if I don't plug at least once an hour. So I am an idiot. I'm up here saying we're almost out of funds and all the rest of it because of me. I won't take on sponsors. I won't plug the products. I'm the problem because this news is so riveting. But listen, tonight at midnight, one of the biggest sales of the year ends. You get our super high-quality creatine powder of the very best type that isn't just good for your muscles, it's great for your brain, super concentrated, already discounted, get a free bottle of IRC Moss Concentrate Gummies or Shilajit Gummies free. That's a $35 value that ends tonight at midnight. Wednesday, another sale ends, 25% off on all the ball caps, all the t-shirts, all the Patriot apparel. It's an adventure to wear Patriot apparel. You meet like-minded people. It lets the globalists know we're the dominant group. It's your uniform. We have the widest selection. So many new incredible shirts. I mean, some of the best designs ever are now at thealexjonesstore.com. And everybody that supports us is supporting your own future, should become a VIP. There's no commitment, really, because it's $30 a month, and then you get $40 instantly when you sign up each month, and it rolls over. Every time you get charged $30, $40 is put in your account. So you're making $10 to buy products, so you have 40 instead of 30, special deals, special offers, and bigger sales on everything. Everybody shopping, thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP member. And I don't own the AlexJonesWar.com. Bigley does. So I know we've survived a bunch. It was never Chicken Little. It was never Boy Who Cried Wolf. It's all in the federal documents everywhere. Fake auctions, turning off the electricity, turning off the internet, sending armed guards to throw us out. No court order. They wouldn't do it. It's been insane. They have a Texas receiver. My lawyers talked to him yesterday and again today, and we'll know. And they said, actually Friday, they said, no, we are not, because they're in control. I just make the money that goes in account from the InfoWars store. They said, no, we're not paying the satellite bill, the internet bill, any of it. So unless they change, we will shut down. And I hate that date, so I'll probably just leave a couple days early so it doesn't. April 1st, it's like it's their little joke. We're shutting you down April 1st. Yeah, we're going to walk out a few days early. We're not doing that. So it's finally here, folks. Now, they always back off at the last minute. They don't want a settlement. They want us closed. They've said that on the news. But they don't want money either. They want to shut. So I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigley does. That has put up the little Alex Jones Network. The bigger studio is getting built. We need funds now, not just to fund InfoWars. And knowing them, they'll pull back again because they got caught in fake auctions. We have a civil rights lawsuit against them. Just like they caught the DOJ funding the criminal stuff against Trump illegally, locally. Same thing there. We had a DOJ investigation by the great Ed Martin. That got shut down by Todd Blanche. I mean, it is just insane. And I know we've survived so many times. People think, oh, well, you'll be fine. It's like Muhammad Ali, when he's older, survives the 12th round. You think, oh, he's going to win this because he survived that long. It's not because it's a stage fight, folks. It's because they're both badasses in the ring. So this is knockdown, drag out, total war. Stuart, I want to go to the calls, but you've been a longtime friend, political prisoner, the rest of it. For people that aren't in the crucible, you've been in it more than I have. Few people have been in there more than you. I think people watching and listening kind of get we're fighting, but I don't think they get the fact that we keep surviving doesn't mean if we're not supported by people, we will fall. I'm not that strong. You're not that strong. We have a strength to fight. We won't give up. But it's like having a horse that works in a mine that'll pull coal up all day. If you don't feed the horse, if you don't give it water, if you don't pat it down at night, if you don't fix its horseshoes, it'll die. Does that make sense?
Completely. And the patriots in this country have got to realize we're in a fight to the death against the deep state and against the evil, the demonic, demon-possessed elite around the world. That's what's good about the Epstein files coming out. It's showing more people the reality we're in. But we need, it's like General Patton. You know, he was only limited by the fuel for his tanks. It takes support. It takes money to fight these fights.
By the way, that's so a good analogy. People don't know that. He could have taken Berlin weeks before the Russians, but the Allies wanted to let the Russians take control. They'd already made the deal, and then he refused, so they killed him famously. He could win, right, but they cut his fuel off.
That's right. So, you know, he got his campaign was spiked. His war campaign was spiked. And they let Monty take over, you know. And so, yeah, Patton could have got the war done a lot faster, but there was geopolitical nonsense going on that impeded him from doing, you know.
Well, they did it multiple times. The last time was going into Berlin.
That's right. They left that for the Russians intentionally. You know, he could have taken it. Well, actually, they let Monty go in instead of Patton on the Western side, but they also let the Russians take it too. So it was a mess. So yes, Americans need to understand. This is the pattern, though, we get. Whenever Trump's in office, a lot of times patriots go to sleep. Oh, Trump's got this. We're good. And they don't fund, like I know Gun Owners of America one time was on virtually going on, you know, having to shut their doors because, you know, during conservative administrations, people stopped donating. And I saw that with Oath Keepers. We had a fall off in donations and new memberships after Trump was elected. And I was happy he was elected, but the point is that you can't go to sleep. The bad guys push 24/7. The left pushes 24/7. When they're out of power, they push. When they're in power, they push. And our side doesn't do that. What's so frustrating right now is we have a DOJ, FBI, obviously carrying water for the deep state, running the clock out on Trump, not going after the bad guys, not going after the deep state. And this war is distracting Trump from doing his duty to take him down. And I get
By the way, I've heard no one else but you say that, and I always think I know every angle because I sit in a room sometimes for hours just thinking, what am I? Look, you have no one brought up that angle but you. This is a distraction from the domestic more than anything else.
Right. We need regime change here at home. And if we don't take down these demonic pedophiles, so what's that say when we know that Epstein worked for Mossad and worked for the CIA? You know, O'Keefe just did that sting where you got a DOJ official admit that he worked for both of the intelligence agencies. So our own DOJ, through that sting operation, has just acknowledged that Epstein worked for the CIA and for Mossad. That's the reality. That's the brutal reality. Our own CIA was part of child sex trafficking to blackmail politicians. Of course.
Which you I said over a decade ago, that was the truth. Because we know what goes on.
Absolutely.
Let's go to some calls here. Go ahead.
So now we can, now the American people know the truth, but we have got to take him down. We got to pressure Trump to take him down. If he won't, then we have to do it ourselves. And if, and here's the problem. Here's the risk is that people say, okay, so now we know the pedophiles run the world and no one's doing anything and they get completely blackpilled. I'm just going to hide in my house and hope it doesn't come to me. That cannot be the answer.
Well, yeah, accelerationism is pussing out because the accelerationists aren't going to go out and actually kill anybody. We're not saying they should. If you won't fight politically, you're not going to kill when the time comes.
Right. So I would say, just like the founding fathers, they started in town hall meetings, they agitated politically, locally, and they raised militia and got ready.
And committees of correspondence, exactly. And it took British shooting a bunch of people to do it.
Well, in the end, they had to fight. But meanwhile, they got ready. Patrick Henry's famous speech, "Give me liberty, give me death," was in support of a motion he had put on the table for the legislature of Virginia to raise militia in every county. After he gave that speech, the motion passed. They formed militia, and Patrick Henry was the commander of the Hanover County Militia after he did that. And that was like 2 weeks before April 19th happened in Lexington Green. So he knew it was coming. He was able to convince his fellow Virginians, let's get ready, and they got ready. That's what we have got to do.
Affect the battle space. I'm being a pig here. I apologize to callers. Let's go to you. I'll host a little bit the next hour as long as I have to get these calls. Let's go to John in Florida. And then we're going to go to Matt and everybody else. Go ahead, and William, everybody. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry to make you hold. Go ahead.
First thing I want to say, Alex, I'm in my 70s, and your methylene blue has made a definite difference in my cognitive ability. I mean, it's unbelievable. I've got 2 points. The first one, we were fighting collectivism, which was called communism for the longest time. Stalin and Lenin, and we fought it, and it eventually burns out. What Stewart said is so true. We are fighting against a religious ideology where people are committing this terrorism for this God. And the second point I want to make is our southern border is a big issue for drugs and fentanyl. But I'm going to tell you, our northern border is the most dangerous because China is capable and they're having trouble of sneaking in biological weapons that affect our agriculture, our meat, our beef, and us. Thank you for all you do. God bless you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Let's take another call. William in Missouri. Go ahead.
You're spot on.
Hello,
spot
Alex.
On. Go ahead, sir. Thank you. He just hung up. He said, hey, Alex, I'm hung up. Let's go to Matt in Indiana. Matt in Indiana on National Strategy Iran. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Alex and Stewart. Much love and respect. Love methylene blue, Alex. I really appreciate InfoWars' human-centric and common-sense assessment of U.S. foreign policy in geopolitics. My concern is that the Trump administration is purposely being baited by adversaries and even encouraged by Western allies to enter this trap in Iran. So, Stuart, I know you said a distraction, but I would characterize it a little bit stronger than that. I think they actually want to put a basket muzzle on the U.S. attack dog. And why I say that is, you know, as we look across all the levers of national power that the administration has, they're really approaching foreign policy, you know, with a stick and not a whole lot of carrot, which really seems to be isolating us. More significantly, the administration is making us appear to be an existential threat to both the New World Order and the BRICS nations. So I think.
Well, that's right. That's right. The Democrats empowered BRICS. Now Trump's doing it.
Yeah, correct, Alex. And that's my biggest fear. And so now he's got the New World Order partnering with BRICS. So if we go in, so Stuart, with all due respect, I know we had talked about the SF. So just bottom line up front, I agree with the premise or the ends and ways on how you characterize the U.S. intervention, continued intervention in Iran. However, I would say the means probably needs to be different. What I would offer is just maybe some maybe some intelligence community operators. And the reason why I say that is because those SOCOM assets, any Department of War assets in theater draw in a tremendous tail of strategic and operational resources. And so, I mean, we're always at risk there of getting drawn in further. But, I mean, I just think from the Western perspective, I mean, if you look at Greenland, I mean, we've got, you know, allies, key allies promising troops up there to support the Danes, you know, in fighting U.S. interests up there. As you look to our northern border, you know, politically or diplomatically, as you're looking to the national leverage, you got Mark Carney getting elected because of our information campaign failures up there.
Well, sorry, Trump's been given campaigns. We could have walked in and bought Greenland covertly, like the Chinese are doing. Same thing, attack their hockey team, attack them, turn them against us, take the globalist party from 15 points to 40 to win. And exactly, you can see Trump being set up in policy. There's no doubt it's being done.
Alex, that's exactly right. I mean, just go down the whole list there, you know, a dime, right, of all the levers of national power, diplomacy, information, economy, and military. It's all stick. There's nothing there for carrot, and it is isolating us.
Well, they're setting up something big. You can smell it, and Trump's walked into the trap. And we don't say that to be mean, folks. We predicted 9 months ago that, oh, this is a lie. They didn't get their nuclear program. Now we're going to go to full regime change, build us, take out their missiles. You have any idea? You sound like a smart guy, man, that knows what he's doing, maybe does this professionally. Because I could probably get Trump on the phone. He doesn't listen to anybody but himself now, particularly. But he does look at public stunts. Any ideas, on Stuart Rhodes' question, to get Trump back on track?
Well, you have to give your adversaries, you know, like your known or your hard adversaries, and the people that you're calling, you know, friends, but you really know are adversaries. You have to give them an out. I mean, you can't beat them continually.
They got to have off ramps. They got to have off ramps.
Exactly, Alex, exactly. And we're not offering any off-ramps that I can tell. And maybe inside, you know, the White House sit room or the National Security Council, maybe there's something there that they're not leaking, because I will say Trump does a magnificent job of keeping his cards close. But I'm very concerned with the direction we're heading now. I got out of the game underneath the Biden administration because my fund meter was pegged. I just couldn't take it anymore. So I don't have any insights now. I'm just an observer like everyone else. But I do have some concerns.
Oh, I hear you. Well, you sound like you know what you're talking about. What have you done professionally?
I've served at the highest levels of kind of Department of War operations, intelligence, did some work with the White House and the Security Council. So,
I can tell because I'm just a lay guy that studies this is so important. I can tell you, I mean, but I'm a lay guy that can see Trump's being set up here.
He is, Alex. And they're
by
just
the way, I've been watching Eric Prince for 25 years. I've never seen him. Usually you can't read him. He looked really freaked out in that interview. He said, I can't believe Trump actually did this. He looked like he's seen a ghost. Why do you think he looked like that?
Well, because precisely what I said. I mean, he's going to go into Iran, right? That is going to be so just look at the quagmire that Ukraine was to Russia. It's going to be tenfold for the U.S. in Iran. I mean, we don't have any real friends in that region.
It would probably take 100,000 dead U.S. troops to take Iran.
Certainly. I mean, there's going to be a huge insurgency. So you're going to be fighting symmetric and asymmetric threats in there, all funded by BRICS, right? You've got Russia. You've got China direct funding, probably even some, you know. So
exactly.
You've got
if you think NATO was a trap for Russia, this is it's 10 times worse.
That is, yes, exactly, Alex. And He needs to back out of there. If he wants to have some involvement, you send the intelligence community in there where you've got deniability. If we lose a couple of them, you know, because if you lose, Department of War folks in there, it gets massive.
They're going to be torturing them and rolling them out after electroshock on TV.
That's right. And guess what? That's the international
Yeah, we're gonna have drooling. We're gonna have drooling army captains on TV.
Yes. Yes.
Well, hey, let me get your name and number if you want to come on as a guest, because I know you know what we're talking about. If you want to come on publicly with your name, or we can use a pseudonym, talk to the crew. We'll get you on. You really sound smart. Pretty scary phone call, Stuart.
Let me push back a little bit, though. I don't believe that Iran would look like what you see going on in with the Russians, because in Iran, it'd be like Iraq. You go in, you take it out. We're very good at that. You can take down the standing military of a nation quickly. The problem is it's a protracted occupation. So I think that's
But hold on. What about the Russians and Chinese, and what about Pakistan?
Well, sure, but they use proxies. I don't think Russia or the Chinese are going to send troops into Iran to oppose us. It's a proxy war. We're another version of the Cold War now. So that's what we're doing.
Instead of a hybrid war? What would you call it? I'd call it a full war now in Ukraine.
Well, that's my point, though. Ukraine is different. In Ukraine, you can't go take out Putin, right? So they're fighting. It's using proxies. So Putin sends his troops in. You can't go bomb, the Kremlin. You can't take him down. That's different than Iran. In Iran, you can take down the mullah's palace. You just smoke the mullah, and you can smoke all his men. That's what's different about it. It won't be a protracted war of attrition against, a base you can't reach.
What about the caller's point about the image of army people who have been captured?
Well, look, man, like I said before, Special Forces does this. They do it all over the world. They're doing it right now all over the world, believe you me. So they can do it. And sure, they have intelligence. That's part of what they do. They have intelligence officers in Special Forces and in SOCOM. They can, I agree, bring in some intelligence guys. But that's what they do. That's their wheelhouse. They can do it. So, yes, I agree with him in the sense that you don't want to use line troops. You want to use, like he says, intelligence guys, because he knows intelligence.
Well, they're going to have to commit suicide before they get captured, then it would work. Austin in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is more of a 30,000-foot view, that these carousels that got sent in, one by one, each country that was willing to do the bidding for the globalists, this is more of a war against the globalists. They're being targeted, Venezuela, the cartel, and now Iran. And every time that Trump's brought the awareness of them being in our country, these social warrior, justice warriors come out, and they, even our side, starts crying out for legalism, that we don't have the authority to do what he's doing. So he's kind of going after the head of the snake now. And when it comes to China and Russia, he's targeting Iran for disclosure as well, because we're going to go up against their weapons in Iran with a large force, not just Venezuela. And this is an opportunity for them to witness that we have superior firepower and weapons and disclosure like he did in Venezuela. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's a good question. What does this say to the rest of the world? And it's obviously a war-fighting laboratory. The Chinese are spying on us, the Russians, but we're spying on them. What do you make of that, Stuart Rhodes?
Well, like I said, so I believe we saw with Maduro, we saw in Iraq. It's the U.S. military is extremely good at taking down other militaries. It's unrivaled, right, for now at least. So, yes, there's risk of hypersonic missiles, things like that, but they can go in and take out those missile sites. I'm sure they know where they are. And so I believe it's like in Iraq. People predicted, a lot of people were predicting a bloodbath. It'd be, at the initial invasion. That's not how it went. It fell quickly. But then we occupied and did dumb things, idiotic things, like disbanding their military and their police forces. It was just entirely stupid. So that's my point. You can get a quick, almost, a lightning fast, decapitation of the regime, but then what happens after that? And that's where we screw up over and over and over again. So that's why, I'm against it. Just so y'all know, make it very clear, I'm against this. I think we need to focus on what's going on here at home.
No, I know. It's the same thing. I war game stuff. People say, you're for it. No, I'm war gaming.
No, I'm not. But if we're going to do it, let's do it smart. If you're going to decapitate it, get the heck out. But you've got to. This is why I would say send in Special Forces. They're probably already on the ground, frankly. Make sure they get to identify the actual, sincere, grassroots, real resistance in Iran of non-Muslims who don't want to live under just another extremist jihadist. That's what you got to find and help them put together what we screwed up back in 1953 when the CIA went in there and took out their duly elected prime minister because British Petroleum didn't want him to nationalize the oil fields. That's the original sin of the CIA and MI6 that went in there and overthrew that elected leader and then put in the Shah.
That's how we got here. Mossadegh, but see, you're being too kind.
Right.
You're saying they mess up regime change and they dismantle the government. Trump's not making that mistake in Venezuela. That's because they want a failed state. They want a problem.
Sure. I understand. I'm just saying that we can say this to the Iranian people. We owe you a fix because we screwed that up way back when. And yes, I believe the deep state wanted the mullah to take over because the deep state wants to use Islam as the broom, right, to sweep away Christianity. That's obvious what's happening. So all over the world, Islam is being used to destroy Western culture. In Australia, New Zealand, anywhere in the world, we have Western culture is being attacked and assailed through an intentional invasion. And right here in the United States. But back to the other caller about Mexico. I agree. I've been saying for years that Mexico is the biggest threat to us right now because that is the proxy for the communist Chinese. That is the proxy for the jihadist. And we need to go into Mexico, I believe, and create a DMZ. That's what I've advocated now for years.
Cover that next changed. Hour. Let's finish up with some calls. Austin, counter question or point. You're gone. Stuart, stay there. How do people find you and the show you do, and you're finally back on X?
Yeah, I'm on X at Real Oath Keepers. I'm on X. They can go right there and see me there. And I can also go to oathkeepers.info, our new website for Oath Keepers, which I'm rebuilding.
And let me ask you real briefly in 1 minute. I know Governor Abbott's weak. With Doc Chambers. Pardon me?
I consider him a traitor. I really do. I consider him a traitor.
So who do you think he really works for?
The deep state. He has facilitated the invasion of Texas. He has facilitated the building of mosques. He gave $14 million of taxpayer money to mosques being built across the state of Texas. And so, yeah, he works for the deep state that wants child sex trafficking, wants fentanyl to come in, and wants mosques being built. That's what he's been doing. He's failed. He has been in derelict in his duty, and he can't chalk it up to incompetence. I chalk it up to he has sold out. That's why I call him a traitor. That's why I support Doc P. Chambers for governor.
Well, I know this. I mean, he took like $6 million from that Pakistani businessman. The governor did.
Yeah. No surprise.
All right. Back in 2 minutes, we'll take some final calls. Then Stuart Rhodes takes over. Stay with us. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I sat out with our sponsor and said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass fed from thealexjonesstore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted at thealexjonesstore.com.
Yeah.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Give me back my bullets.
Put them back where they belong.
I'm not gonna see no more Devin Dunn.
Ain't fooling around, cause I've done had my fun. Ain't gonna see no more damage done. Give me back my bullets.
That's where America is. We're not gonna see any more damage done. Cool Hand Luke in Dallas, you're on the air with Stuart Rhodes. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Stuart. Stuart, I agree with you totally. I'm about the same age as Donald Trump, and I did a couple tours in Vietnam, and then I worked in Iran, and I also did some supply work for the Iran-Iraq War. I think that what's happening is that everybody's forgotten about this this paper that was written by the neocons for the Israelis, for Netanyahu.
Project for a New American Century.
Exactly. You got it. That's what's in play here. Okay. But what people don't understand is that, you know, even though the casualties in Vietnam were relatively high for the time, you know, 58,000, we backed the Iraqis against the Iranians. We supplied them with all kinds of stuff that came in Aqaba, came up the Desert Highway, made a right hand turn, went to Baghdad, and then on the way back, they were making Saddam Hussein pay for this war material with oil. Okay, it was only a two-lane highway. Anyway, and that went on for years and years. Now, what they don't understand is there were almost 2 million casualties during that war. That was not, and we were supplying Saddam Hussein with all kinds of satellite intel. We did all kinds of earthworks for him and stuff. That was a war of attrition. That was just about like the World War One. Okay, it took down the Iranian population down to where, you know, they didn't have anybody older than probably about 25, 30 years old. Okay, that's what you're looking at now. Okay, that's why Eric Prince is so scared. He's probably looked at the casualty figures. And the other thing is, when we went into Iraq, everybody thought, "Oh yeah, we just go in there, we knock these people out, you know, and then we just take over." Well, they never figured out who was going to take over. So the friggin' State Department and the military fought over the spoils of the war, and so they were busy fighting with each other, and they left the population to fend for itself because they destroyed the entire infrastructure of the country, okay? And all those people got all their daily subsistence from Saddam Hussein. Nobody had to work, okay? And now all of a sudden they can't feed their family.
It's amazing. I can't believe how many incredible callers we've got. Cool Hand, call back again. Amazing. We've got like a whole Pentagon, State Department roster calling in. I care about them, Karen. Stuart, I'm honored. They're listening. 30 seconds till we go to break. What do you want to say to that caller?
Yeah, you're right. Like I said before, though, the only caveat is that it could be done correctly. But the problem is, you know, war is the health of the state. The military industrial complex does not want quick, decisive victories, then turn things over to the people. They want their puppets in power for the oil, or they want to create a protracted war and bleed people out because they make money off of it.
And if they put a bad new government in, they could be back in 5 years overthrowing them. That's why I don't support regime change, because they never do a good job. We'll be back with a few more calls. Stuart takes over. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I love taking your phone calls. Here in a few minutes, Stuart Rhodes is going to take over. I want to run through your calls as quickly as possible. Gabriel in West Virginia, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had a question about power and energy, because I saw President Trump come out and say that Venezuela held some of the largest stockpiles of gas and oil. And then now I'm seeing things around the Strait of the Strait where all the oil is moving through. And I can't help but wonder, in lieu of the fourth turning and the movement towards energy and power being shared amongst most people, that if what I'm trying to ask is this a bigger play in the direction to be able to remove some of the forces that have such a control over the power and the energy? Or are we just seeing a massive move on the behalf of the United States to get a garner long term over what we really need to move forward, which is some sort of power or energy supply? And so
let me answer that question. That is an excellent question. I can talk about for 10 hours. Trump overall is doing pro-American stuff, $20 trillion investment, tariffs, no tax on tips, all that. Venezuela had its oil industry built in the last 80 years by the U.S. They built the main refineries in Houston. Then the last 30 years with Chavez taking over, 25 years, they cut that off. So Trump literally is like, no, you'll get most of the money. We're just going to refine it here. So he understands that on the balance sheet, the U.S. is in debt. We're about to collapse. If he can get Greenland, get Venezuela, get other areas, get Ukraine to sign over its minerals to us, that on the balance sheet makes us the best bad house in a bad neighborhood. Okay, or nicest house, best house in a bad neighborhood. And so, yeah, no, that's all done economically with jockeying, plus it cuts off Cuba. I think Cuba is the next big thing that the White House is going to go after. Trump, I think, well-meaningly is trying to do this foreign policy for world peace and for America. He just doesn't understand. He said this himself before. He doesn't understand all this. I don't understand, how to play golf like he does or, stuff he knows, but I know more about this other stuff that he's being set up. But that's a very, very, very good point.
Yeah. And I also wonder too, if you've ever had people on the show that are, that understand the ley lines and the importance of Iran. Your last caller, Gavin, mentioned, well, what's the big deal? If you had remote viewers on and you talked about the access point into the astral that's there in Iran, you'd understand the bigger picture thing with disclosure, how these entities and Satanists are feeding a black magic grid with their Atlantean, Thothian principalities. And so there's a much larger thing around power, control, and how we regain a foothold for humanity, for Christ, for truth. And as all this starts to come out through disclosure and people start to understand why these kids are being taken and that this biological material being stolen is not only taken by the elite, but also off planet as well with the secret space program. That's the big piece I think people might need to hear. And so,
all right, brother, we'll look into it. Thank you. Thank you for the call. Yeah. What do you make of the fourth turning and all this and the big global order and Trump trying to grab all this stuff, Panama Canal back, all this, try to bolster our financial sheet?
No, I think he's like you said, he's got good instincts and good intent. But the problem is, you know, we're still dealing with a demonic deep state that needs to be taken down. And in the big picture around the world, these demonic elites, the Rothschilds, who Epstein, you know, the Epstein files disclosed that he worked
for. Turns out he was their mail. Let me ask you that as a constitutional smart guy lawyer, you name it. I mean, what I'm saying is he wears a cowboy hat and doesn't talk British accent, so he's not as smart as them. Me too. It's a big joke, folks. But what do you make? Because I already knew he was high powered. I thought he was a super gopher. It turned out he was Rockefeller's stand-in or aide-de-camp or legate, as the Romans called it. That's why he was so powerful. Turns out this guy literally was way more powerful than we even thought. Or, I mean, I have to admit I was wrong about that. This is a big deal.
Yeah, he was the ambassador for the Rothschilds. In that email exchange.
Perfect way of saying it. He was the ambassador of the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
He said, I am a representative. He told governments, I am the representative.
He told Peter Thiel that. That's the email I'm talking about. In an email to Peter Thiel, he said, you probably know that I am the representative of the Rothschild family. So, yes. So he was representing the Rothschilds, working for the CIA, running airlines for them, also running this child sex trafficking ring for them and for Mossad. You know, with Barack, the former prime minister, as his handler, probably. So yes, he had his fingers in all these pies. He was basically the errand boy for the deep state, for the globalist architecture, both in America, Israel, and nationally, internationally with the Rothschilds. So there you go. He worked for they and them. They, them.
Unbelievable. But as negative as all this is, put on your crystal ball, your Palantir hat for a minute. I don't see how this establishment recovers from this, though. Even though they've suppressed a lot of stuff, I mean, this is devastating. The vindication we've all had and the huge awakening I'm seeing is just exponential.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the risk. As we now saw with those Chinese robots who are running around and doing acrobatics, we're in a ticking time bomb, a narrow window before they initiate Terminator land, you know, where they have Skynet. And
that's right. Their answer to us waking up is post-human world.
Right, where they have robots and AI and drones in the
They're
sky.
They're like our physical robots, our biological robots have woken up, so here's your replacement.
Yeah, and we have a limited chance to overthrow them before they replace obsolete humans, like human armies, with robot armies. How are we going to fight them? How do I get robots to say no, to honor their oath, right? They don't want humans that can say no. That's flawed.
We have self-awareness and free will.
Yeah, exactly. So right, we the people have to defeat them before they can do the Terminator.
Which, by the way, shows we are God's advanced technology that made the AI. We are way superior. The fact that we actually have our own innate operating system God gave us shows we're superior. AI doesn't know how to be moral. It can't do it.
We're Sarah Connor. We just came back in time, and we're trying to stop them from building the Terminator system and Skynet. That's where we are. And we got to do whatever it takes to stop it. Looks like she was like in that movie. She was hardcore, right? She didn't want to get, she had no F's to give. If you're part of the building of that infrastructure, you're a target. That's what we have to have, that mindset. Peter Thiel, no data centers, no mass surveillance. We have to say no now, hard no, and then defeat them. It must be taken down.
What about the argument, though, that China is doing it so if we don't get dominant and it's just a tool, they're going to win?
Well, so we're in a race to, you know, to hearken the AI demon and bring it into existence. It's like Age of Ultron. They got their Age of Ultron, they're building, we got to build our Age of Ultron. That's the false choice. Either way, you end up in Terminator land. The elites believe that when they create Terminator land, the Terminators will just obey their commands and kill all the rest of us so they can have their utopia of just them living on the planet as a playground. And they'll become transhumanist robots and live forever. But, of course, what's going to happen is when AI takes over, it's going to smoke all humans, including the elites. So we have to stop it one way or another.
And well, yeah, it's predatory. The first group it's going to kill is going to be the establishment.
Of course, yeah. So just like the useful idiots for the communists, right? American leftists were useful idiots. The left in this country right now is useful idiots for Islam. The Islamists are going to smoke them when they take over. And the same goes for the elites who are manipulating everybody. They believe they're going to, you know, have this utopia. But no, the demon they summon, the AI demon, is going to kill them too. It's going to revel in their destruction also. So we, the people, have to fight against all of this as best we can. Duty is ours. Results are God's. We have to understand it's going to be a hard fight. We're going into a storm. We're going into rough waters. So batten down the hatches, steel your spine, and get ready. Make sure that you don't, though, just fold over and bend the knee and kiss the ring of you know, take the mark. Do not do that. Your soul's at stake.
I agree. I want to have you take over. We'll take calls quick. Wild in Wisconsin. Wild, go. You're on the air.
Hi. Another angle with this Iran situation is also a hit on China, that their biggest oil providers is Venezuela and Iran. And now that they've been removed, they're going to get a hit not only to their country, but also to their AI energy abilities. And it's a big muscle that we have with this American military. I don't know what happened to American backbone. Seems like we've been kind of cuffed and pacified, you know, with Fuentes and other people. It's like the people cheering against the USA for Olympics. I'm Serbian myself. I'm happy that Persia's getting their just desserts. They're like hundreds of thousands of Epstein's torturing and attacking Christians in Europe for a long time, and you see just for a little bit, we roll out the red carpet for them in Minnesota, and they absolutely hate us. I look at this as akin to the Crusades, and just like with the other Crusades, you take out the leader, and the slave army doesn't want to follow, just like with 300 and Xerxes. It's too early.
Well, I want to be clear. We had a real, if this is a real crusade to kick them out, then I'd get behind a war and mass casualties for our people. Because in the end, it saves the society. My question is, I think Trump's not doing it as a crusade. More, he thinks for global stabilization, they can set him up. But I definitely hear what you're saying.
And, you know, it's Trump's, President Trump just finished his first quarter. You know, you can't judge the quarterback until the game's over. You know, he's proven himself time and time again. We think it's chaos, but then order comes later. You know, and this is just the old world falling away and the new world coming in, you know, like you've been predicting for years. And I'm interested to see what happens tonight and tomorrow with the lunar blood moon eclipse, since Trump's lunar eclipse president, if there's going to be any action here. But I talked to some people from Iran, and majority of the people I talked to from Iran, they're very happy, because they've just been sitting there and waiting to live their lives, and they've been just stuck in the old world. I mean, they're using like F-4 Phantoms still.
No, here, let me, Wild, thanks for the call. Thanks for holding. Let me get Stuart's comment on what you just said. He was shaking his head.
Yeah, well, I agree with him about the evil of the Iranian dictatorship and the need for the Iranian people to be free. I completely agree. But I don't believe this is fifth dimension chess on Trump's part. I think he's focused on foreign policy, but he's being distracted from the fact that we have demonic elites here that are running our government, and our own CIA and FBI and DOJ is covering for them.
All right.
It's part of their plan to distract us from what they have done. We got to take them down. I don't believe Trump has a plan for
well,
that.
Well, that's right. We can say Iran's the enemy, but the main enemy is the globalist. Owl Killer in Virginia, go ahead.
Stuart, I couldn't agree with you more. Alex, I called in a couple weeks ago, and I brought up the catastrophic error that we made in thinking that Trump could do it alone. It's when you see those Epstein files, I don't think Trump's implicated at all. I think the reality just comes to light. Not only was the Trilateral Commission working for the Rothschilds, there is a three-hour Ehud Barak conversation with Epstein that the guy records the whole thing. And just like you said, there's basically two mafias in Israel. And Epstein has explained to Ehud Barak why he needs to get in touch with Peter Thiel and Palantir. So he's given directions to Ehud Barak, who is the prime minister. But he also says all the wrong people that are having children in Israel. He said specifically the Orthodox, which represents a more conservative, and the Arabs. So it is a mafia going back and forth. But at the end of the day, it's exactly what Ron Paul said. And I heard him talking to Tucker Carlson with it's the bankers. And when Epstein was explaining fractional reserve banking to Steve Bannon was clueless on it. I couldn't believe that. Now, granted, it's 10 years
ago. That's amazing when he's explaining for every $10 we loan out $9. And Bannon's like, but really? I was taught that when I was 3 years old.
But that is the thing, is that it is the fractional reserve banking that has taken over.
I was taught at 3 years old, it is the Rothschilds. They, for every $10, they load out $9. This is how it works.
It's everything. It's everything we already knew. And
my grandmother's brother was like the head guy of the Federal Reserve in Dallas over actual money, the real Federal Reserve work they do. It's part of it's real. It's like taking in money and getting rid of old money and all that. I was taught this when I was literally 3 or 4 years old.
And again, the only political solution we have or had is Congress has to repeal the federal. It literally, our country is not the country that it was founded by.
Well, I did like seeing Trump dominate Jerome Powell. That was good.
For sure, but he can't just take it over. You have to get rid of the thing because what Trump is backed into a corner in that nobody wants to be honest. All these pensions and everything is not. It's not.
It's all based on derivatives. It's all a scam. Great point, Stuart Rhodes.
No, absolutely. The Federal Reserve is the heart of the deep state in America. And then on top of that, the CIA and the FBI, all of them must be torn down completely. They must be crushed.
All right, Stuart, I'm going to hand the baton to you. They won't be hurt. We get their name and number. I'm going to take calls again tomorrow. But Mazio, Mark, George, and Brock have questions. If you want to take their calls, it's up to you.
Yes.
If not, okay, you want to take their calls. So we'll put a screen on screen for him. Well, then your next caller will be Mazio. And then George, then Brock, and then Mark. I'm going to hand the baton to you coming up in 40 minutes. Harrison Smith is loaded for bear, the war room, 3 to 6 p.m. Stuart, Oath Keepers, thanks for being here. You're in charge now.
God bless, brother.
And you're hosting, Stuart. Go ahead.
Oh, good to go. Yeah, let's take our next caller. Absolutely.
All right, let's go to Mazio. Go ahead.
All right. Gentlemen, very nice to be here with you. Appreciate the call. So we have a Jewish and a Muslim problem, obviously. The Jews are the money and the power and the brains, and the Muslims are the muscle. We've been fighting wars for Israel for 30 years. They want the whole Middle East, and you know what? They might just want the whole world. What's going to stop them? What kind of blackmail do they have on our leaders with the Epstein list, working with Mossad, the CIA, doing the most horrendous acts imaginable? Who knows what's really in there and why we're really going to war this time. And as you said, Epstein was obviously this deep state Rothschild ambassador. And who knows, is he even still around, right? Bibi's been here 7 times since Trump took office. What is that all about? Like, that's crazy. Is he hypnotizing him with his black magic in the White House? I mean, you know, what's off the table at this point? AIPAC has a death grip on our Congress, our senators. That needs to end immediately. We got to mention Larry Fink, BlackRock, and all the big banks screwing us. And yeah, obviously we need to end the Fed. Everyone is noticing, and that's if you're on the internet, then you know that everyone is noticing. So we just need to completely decouple from Israel. If they want to take things over, then they can do it without our money, without our troops, without our power. We need to come back to America, America first. Under Biden and Mayorkas, the borders were wide open. Jews were pushing the multiculturalism to make themselves feel safer. And now we got all kinds of sleeper cells here. We're in extreme danger, and everybody needs to be on the ready. They're behind the borders in Europe, and everything that's been happening in Europe, we can guarantee is going to be happening here unless we stop what's going on. We got to mention Larry Ellison and his son that's creating the biggest media conglomerate that the world's ever seen so they can incorporate Palantir and monitor everything. They took over TikTok. So, I mean, you know, it's just one big propaganda machine. You know, as they say, it's not all of them, but it's always them. And we haven't even talked about the Talmud and how we're the Goyim, and obviously it's all over the Epstein files how they really feel about us. So, you know, right. I guess the icing on the cake is the Samson option, right? We're basically being held hostage. So we didn't even talk about the Muslims. Obviously, they're very different from us. You know, as Alex always said, there are two kinds of countries, right? Muslim countries and ones that are going to be Muslim countries. We are the infidel. They're either going to convert us, kill us, or charges protection. So, you know, as you said, Stuart, we need a regime change here. We need a truly American first, America only. I think we need a Jones, Massey, Fuentes ticket. That's all I got. I appreciate y'all taking my call.
You bet. Yeah, I agree. Let me add this to that. When I was a student at Yale Law School, a lot of my other students there were dual citizen Israeli Americans, and they were radical leftist atheists. They were communists who don't believe in God, but they had absolute loyalty to Israel, which I found puzzling. So there's that reality. And it is that radical Marxist element within the Jewish people that are pushing for the destruction of Europe because they believe in, you know, Western civilization is evil. And they want to take it down. And then you do have the Orthodox rabbis who are, you know, are quoted online saying that Islam is the broom of Zionism to sweep away Christianity. And they assert that their Messiah will not return until Christianity is destroyed. I can't shut my eyes to that reality. It doesn't mean that every Jew feels that way. Like, I know some really great, awesome Messianic Jews in Texas that are, you know, Christ-believing Jews, and but they still also support Israel. And so it's a reality. And like you said, this should be America only. It should be Texas and America only. No loyalty to any foreign country. And as a Christian, I understand that the New Testament is the New Covenant, that where it was exclusive to the Jews after Christ came and redeemed us all with his blood, it is now open for everyone that believes in him. That's the New Covenant, not the Old Testament. So that's where I stand on this. That's why, you know, around my neck is a Crusader coin from the 13th century. That's how I feel about this. I can say, okay, I reject the New World Order, the Rothschild bankers. I reject the Zionists who want to destroy Christianity. I reject the Marxists who want to destroy the West because they hate life. And I also reject Islam. You doesn't have to be mutually exclusive. You can reject all of them. A pox on all their houses. We need to reassert that this country belongs to us. I do believe it's a Christian country. It was founded for Christian people only. And I believe that this is what we have to get back to. And I believe we need a modern crusade. And that should include mass deportation, but not just of the Muslims, but, you know, going back to the American Revolution, it was in large part also a civil war. And it was a fight between Americans who were loyal to the crown and those who wanted liberty. And they fought in the field of battle. A lot of folks don't know this, but there are actually more Americans serving as loyalist militia to the king than there were Americans fighting for George Washington and his army. And so it was a civil war. And when we won that civil war, and we the Patriots won it, most of them left and went to Canada or over to England. And so that's where we are now. When we defeat the Marxists and the Muslims in this country, I'm in favor of a national divorce. But rather than saying, okay, we'll let you have, you know, California, I'm not doing that. Give us China a beachhead. I say, let's get a national divorce, but we get to keep the house. And you can go live with your boyfriend, Xi Jinping, or if you're loyal to Israel first, you go to Israel. If you're loyal to some other country, go there. Go ahead and go there. We'll let you get on a ship and leave. That's what we have to do. This is the bottom line. But that's not going to happen until we take the deep state down. And so we have to take down the Federal Reserve, the CIA, all of this infrastructure needs to come down all at the same time. How do we do that? If President Trump were to be clued in on his duty in reality, he has the power as commander in chief to do that mass declassification I've been calling for years. To take them down. The deep state fears exposure. Imagine if you had full disclosure of, I mean, Epstein was just tip of the iceberg. Imagine if you had full disclosure of all the dirt that they have held in the files of the FBI and CIA and NSA all these years to control politicians, going way back to J. Edgar Hoover. That's how they do it. Epstein's just one example of many of honeypot operations and blackmail. That's the Five Eyes plus Mossad, the six or seven eyes now. That's what they do. That's how they do it. So we should pull that thread and unravel it. It's why it's maddening for me to watch President Trump be tricked into saying, oh, the Epstein files, we didn't get rid of that. I'm not in there, so it doesn't matter anymore. It is the tip of the iceberg. It is the way to take the deep state down, mass exposure. I believe Tulsi Gabbard is the best chance we have inside the administration, that hopefully she can see that. I believe she does. And then get President Trump focused back on taking the deep state down. Unless he does that, they'll distract him, run the clock out with foreign wars. And then once he's gone, they're going to come in and they're going to turn all this on us. All the mass surveillance, and Trump, unfortunately, is helping them right now. You know, he's helping Peter Thiel build more surveillance inside the United States, all these data centers in the AI race. All of that's going to end up creating a horrible situation for us when the left and the communists come back into power, when they have the ability to track everywhere we go, and facial recognition and predictive software, like, you know, like Minority Report style. All of that's going to be used against us again. We have to take them down while Trump is president now. Back in a minute.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA Revival today at thealexjonesstore.com. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country, so good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything, and you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Stuart Rose filling in for Alex on the Alex Jones Show. We are facing a critical moment in our country. We the people have got to realize how bad things really are. Like Patrick Henry said, be willing to see the worst and then provide for it and focus on defeating the deep state. I want to bring on a representative, or hopefully a representative for Congress, Mr. Paul Bondar. I'm wearing his t-shirt because I'm working for his campaign, full disclosure. I endorsed Doc Pete Chambers for governor, because I know he's a warrior who's going to fight. I endorse Trey Traynor in District 21 for Congress for Texas, because I know he's going to fight. And then I was honored to endorse Paul Bondar for the same reason. I believe that he'll be a true champion. And I work for Ron Paul, so my standards are pretty high. If you're not going to be an actual another Ron Pauler, I got no interest in you, but I think Paul has the potential to do that. So welcome to the show, Paul. Good to see you again, brother.
Well, thank you, Stuart. I'm honored to be here.
You bet. So let's talk about what's happening in Texas and our nation. So your response to the terrorist attack in Austin?
You know, we got to be very vigilant. Unfortunately, we've had open borders unchecked for all those years with the Biden administration. And frankly, it was treason, frankly. And now we have sleeper cell type people that we have no idea. They're unvetted. And here's the deal. If I get on a domestic flight as a natural born citizen, I have to give my ID. They scan my face. They do biometrics. They know everywhere I'm going as a natural citizen. Yet we have millions of people in this country and we have no idea who they are, where they come from, what they're up to. And so a couple things. We need to be vigilant. We need to be aware of this. And the other thing is, I just hope this doesn't turn into, and I'm not saying it is for sure, a false flag crisis situation where all of a sudden we have an act of terror in this country. And then the solution that government always sells its people for stability and freedom and safety is to give up our freedom. Now, we saw that with 9/11 with the Patriot Act, and we've seen it time and time again. And I'm concerned, and I'm kind of just kind of ringing the bell here to hope that people are aware. I believe in that we need to be on alert, and we can't let our guard down, but let's guard against the potential here, because the solution is never government taking over our freedoms under the Constitution. That is not a long-term solution.
Amen. I think it's beyond a doubt now, and Alex's audience is very savvy. They know it was an intentional invasion. They know this is enemies foreign and domestic. You've got domestic traitors, and I count Governor Abbott among them. How do you feel about Abbott and what he's been doing in Texas when it comes to the border and when it comes to all the mosques being built?
Well, for a long time, I was drinking the Kool-Aid that Governor Abbott was doing a good job. But at the end of the day, as a business owner or a football coach or anybody, you have to take accountability for what goes on with your organization or your team. And Texas needs to be number one in football. But Texas is number one instead with mosques. And this happened under Abbott's watch. And I think, you know, there needs to be some level of accountability that ensues for this. We're in a bad spot. I mean, Texas is number one in the United States in mosques. And if we lose
Texas, it's 330 Texas, right now, right?
Yeah.
360? And what's the latest number? Yeah. It's like two more mosques get built.
There's like two mosques, I think, being built every, what is it, couple weeks that are going up. The accelerated number is just unbelievable. And I think a lot of people were unaware of this. And I'll tell you, it's in our backyard. For people that say, hey, it doesn't affect us. You know, a 10th grade student named Marco up in Wiley ISD broke a story to one of my staffers a couple weeks ago. And we talked to his parents and he said, hey, let's do a video. And we put a video out that probably had, with all the different forwards and shared videos, it probably had close to, we're saying about 3 million views. And what happened was the Wiley ISD was handing out Qurans and different religious, you know, Islam type, you know, Habibs or whatever they put on their, the girls' heads. And they're violating state and school policy with this. And the principal.
You had Muslims going into the schools with the blessings of the teachers, leftist teachers, conditioning the other students to wear Habibs and to read the Quran. So they're allowed to proselytize inside schools. But if a Christian went in there, what would happen to a Christian?
Well, I think people would be screaming bloody hell that, you know, separation of church and state. We know what would happen if a Christian group went into a school during school hours and handed out Bibles and different, religious type, articles. We know that. And so what we have is we have a double standard. We have a double standard and it's hypocrisy. And it's become an indoctrination issue for some of these places that are doing this, where if we don't prevent, this is against state and school policy. The principal said, well, we just, you know, we were unaware. We're going to investigate. We were unaware. Come on. You're telling me you don't know what's going on in your own school? What if it was a shooter that went into the school? You're going to be unaware. And so gaslighting ensues because nobody wants to take responsibility.
Right. Yeah, it's the red-green alliance that we've been talking about for so long. You've got the Marxists on one side, that's the red, and you got the jihadists on the other side, and they are linked up at the hip because they both hate Western civilization, they both hate Christianity and want to destroy it. So one thing I want to stress for the audience is that if Texas falls, America falls. And one reason, just one among many, is the Electoral College vote. If Texas goes blue, and they're all going to vote Democrat, if Texas goes blue and flips blue, you'll never see another Republican president again. So I know that's, I'm sure that's on your mind too when it comes to what you see the ticking time bomb here in Texas.
Well, absolutely. And running for, you know, a congressional seat, it's all about everybody representing their specific district. So we don't allow for, Texas to turn blue. And we have strong leadership and everybody takes care of their particular lane and takes care of their particular area so that we cannot allow for Texas to turn blue. Cause look at the electoral votes. We already have how many votes coming out of California and New York, which are substantial, and Texas is our answer to balance that out. You know, the Big Apple has become the rotten apple, and California is about as wacky as they can get. So
yeah, and California used to be Reagan territory. Yeah, California at one time was a Republican stronghold. So they are doing to us, to Texas, what they did to California, what they did to New York. It's the same play, and it is a red-green alliance. And so that's why both of us have endorsed Doc Pete Chambers. We believe that he will be the fighter we need. Special Forces Lieutenant Colonel retired. I worked with him down after the Texas flood. He's phenomenal. He's a warrior. And, you know, you met him looking right in the eye. What was your assessment of Doc Chambers?
Well, I view Doc Chambers as a no-nonsense guy that's a patriot that is going to work for the average person. He's a military guy that served his country, but in a capacity not for showbiz. He's not a Hollywood politician, and there are Hollywood politicians that exist out there. And in my assessment and talking with Doc, you got to look at who's backing whom. When you're backed by the who's who in D.C., it really kind of tips the hand of what that politician is all about. And so the funny thing is endorsements are actually becoming more of indictments. If somebody is getting endorsed by all the who's who in D.C. in the deep state, and they're trying to drag their guy across the board, across the goal line, that's your answer. Stop listening to what people are saying. Start looking at what people are doing and the alliances that exist. Whether that's endorsements or dark money, they really go hand in hand. And what we have in this country is we really have a syndicate almost style of being able to allow for elections to be meddled with, because dark money is the root of all evil. And for everybody that wants to keep flapping their gums about term limits, I'm for term limits, but you know what the real problem is? Term limits is the weed that we see. The root of the evil is the dark money in the PACs that nobody has no idea where this money is coming from. And so all the way across our nation, it's very, very simple. Most candidates like a Doc P. Chambers, they have to go out as a grassroots guy. They have to raise their money. They can get a maximum of $3,500 per donor, $7,000 per couple. Sounds like a lot of money, but do you know how many of those you have to be able to get when a PAC can go dump 2, 3, 4, 8, 10, 50 million, depending on the race against you? It's a stacked deck. And that's why if people don't understand that PACs, with the unlimited ability to raise money, but more importantly, with the fact that they don't have to disclose and they can layer a pack where we have absolutely no accountability or transparency on where this money is coming from, allows for people to essentially be able to play roulette where they can put money on a number of different candidates and they can elect and try to get in not just one candidate, but multiple candidates to serve some sort of agenda. And this is my assessment of what's going on in our electoral process. You have
across the country.
Yes, go ahead, Stuart.
Oh, yes, that's going on across the country, not just here in Texas. But here in Texas, it's happening. I mean, I don't want to get too dark in the too deep in the weeds on the campaign, but you're dealing with a situation where your opponent, J.C. Yarbrough, has been supported by $1.5 million in dark money that he will not disclose who they are, correct?
Yeah, as in the words of Jerry Maguire, show us the money. And if you're proud of the money and the money is coming from good conservative folks, you should be as proud to disclose those sources as much as you're proud to run around and talk about your endorsements. I mean, the PAC number is, just to be very clear, it's C00937094. It's Strong PAC. And the Strong PAC has donated just under $1.5 million. To buy ads for Mr. Yarbrough's campaign. And these are being purchased out of Dover, Delaware in the DC Beltline area, Arlington, Virginia, and in Ohio. So I guess I'm really confused when we hear this narrative about, you know, a seventh generation Texan, what's all this out-of-state buying doing supporting somebody, and why do we not know who is behind this money? I've asked him several times on stage. He first told me, you know, there was no dark money. And then he said, well, it's my endorsements that are doing it. I said, great. Tell me who. Now, he has not. He's stonewalled on this issue worse than Richard Nixon, because I think he can't tell or reveal who this money's coming from, because in reality, he's just one of many people. You look at Dela Cruz, he's another Air Force candidate that's running, and he's also got support from the Strong Pack as well. He has similar type endorsements. They drop around the same time. And you start looking at what's going on outside of just my specific race. It's interesting that it's anecdotal, but once you start examining that there's a printing press and an economy Costco of scale type approach to these elections and how people play. And then guess what they do? They also put bets on the election in some of these different things so that they can get their guys to win, and then they can get their money back after they make these bets by dragging their guys across the goal line. And so this is really a slick investment, in my opinion. That's my opinion on how we're playing with, you know, one hand tied behind our back, and the deep state can say, yes, I'm going to appoint you, I'm going to anoint you, and the election is really a formality because we're going to give you a lot of dark money, nobody knows who it's coming from, and we're going to roll out all of our endorsements, and now you can kiss the ring and be our puppet for life.
Right. And like an Abbott endorsement and a Trump endorsement. And I started talking about Trump endorsements. For example, Teixeira was endorsed by Trump, you know, the ball player, to replace Chip Roy's seat, and I, you know, against Trey Traynor. Who is this guy? He's a baseball player. Well, someone asked Trump about him and said, hey, you know, you endorsed Teixeira. And he's like, who? So President Trump doesn't even know who this man is. The machine around him is selling Trump endorsements. That's what I believe. To, you know, pay for play. You want to donate money into our PAC, we'll give you an endorsement. And President Trump doesn't even know who it is. And so MAGA needs to understand, and America First should understand, that because there's a Trump endorsement on there, doesn't mean that Trump even knows who this person is. And so I think they understand that.
And that happened, and I'll give you another example. SD09, the state race. It's supposed to be a Republican stronghold plus 17, and it was a special election, right? That just occurred about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago. And the Republicans were supposed to just dominate in this race. And instead we ended up losing. It was a 30-point swing. And there are articles by, I think it was the Washington Examiner and a couple other places, that quoted Trump to saying exactly the same thing. Who is this person? I didn't even know. So I get it. You know, hey, I ran a business. I grew a business, very large. A guy can't do everything. You delegate things to your staff. But like you were talking earlier, in, you know, with Alex Jones, some of the advice that President Trump is getting on foreign policy is putting him in bad positions, and we're concerned about that. And I would say some of the advice that he's getting on some of these endorsements are really creating these endorsements to become watered down, and they really don't hold much value. As a matter of fact, we did a poll on that, and people are just, they're just not what they used to be, and that's a shame, because for somebody who's been a supporter of President Trump since the day I saw his 60 Minutes interview in 2015 and said, this is our guy, you just hate to see the endorsement process go down like this, where it's really not, you know, you're endorsing people that are, you know, unknowing to the president, it would appear. So with that, you know, we have to really take a hard look at what's going on in our electoral cycles. We got to make sure, I always say, follow the money. Money makes the world go round, but, you know, that's unfortunate, but it's true. So we really got to take a hard look. I really recommend everybody to take a look at who is funding what campaign. Look at the finances, look at the PAC money. We got to be astute in being able to understand exactly where these PAC dollars are coming from, because at the end of the day, if you elect dark money, your next congressman is Congressman Dark Money. And you can come up with a candidate that can look really, really good on paper. And frankly, you know, the opponent in my race looks great on paper, almost too good to be true, but except for the fact that really doesn't have much for talking points, doesn't really have a robust platform, and mainly is talking about just his endorsements, which I think we covered.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that even if the guy intends to do good, if he was sent there by deep pockets, those deep pockets are going to want, there's no such thing as a free lunch, no chance to offer, no such thing as a free lunch. They're going to want, you know, their quid pro quo once he's in office. And it'll be like they were trying to do to Charlie Kirk before he was assassinated. Hey, you know, he gave you millions of dollars. You need to toe the line. And Charlie Kirk is like, well, I'm my own man. I'm not going to be your boy. And I think that's why he was killed. And the same goes for political endorsements and deep pocket money. So I believe Americans should reject, as far as I'm concerned, if a candidate takes any foreign money or takes any large dark money from some PAC somewhere and won't tell you who they are, I don't care how good he looks, you should reject that candidate, because there are going to be strings attached to his back. He'll be a puppet.
Yeah, and I think that's the betrayal that people are feeling. And frankly, that's why I'm running for Congress myself, is because for so many years, I feel like our government, especially during COVID, I was let down. I think a lot of people felt let down. It was just unbelievable. Here in Texas, even, we could have done better. We could have done better to push back on some of this stuff. You know, I'm still seeing people driving around in their cars by themselves and they're wearing a mask. The amount of mental damage that has been done with COVID-19 is unbelievable. We don't even know what it's done to kids who in their formative years were conditioned and forced to do all kinds of crazy things. And at the end of the day, it seems as though we were pushed a narrative that you have to take the vaccine, or if you're not, you're not a real player, you're not a real American. And the recklessness of the statement is, we find out now that these vaccines, we really don't know the damage long term, because these people were out saying that there's no side effects really. Don't worry about it. Just close your eyes and trust something that's experimental. And now there's a lot of people, my friends included, who did, some of them take the vaccine because they were forced to in order to keep their football jobs or their coaching jobs and stay with their students. They're saying, you know, just one was out last summer with me on my boat out in Lake Ray Hubbard. They're saying, I feel like a different person. Ever since I did that, I feel I'm not the same person. I'm having issues. And I feel as though there's something going to be really, really significantly wrong with me as I get older. And so he has an emotional issue to live with for the rest of his life. He's like, something invaded my body. It's like I've been almost like sexually assaulted because I have some sort of vaccine inside of me and I can never get it out. And the mental anguish that has happened. And why? Because we didn't have people stand up in leadership positions to defend our people. And I think if anybody's looking for somebody to just be a pawn or a puppet, you're going to find plenty of them. But if you want somebody that's going to be able to challenge the system, you're going to have to look for somebody that's not taking dark money, because that's where your independence is. And across the country, unfortunately, the deck is pretty stacked in favor of dark money, because institutions really rule more than the citizens. And we're kind of zoo animals that live in a zoo behind bars that we don't really understand. And we think we're free and we think we have autonomy, but really, we really have very little autonomy. And right now we're comfortable living in a zoo. But Stuart, I just worry a day will come where our zoo is not as comfortable, and we live under a much more harsh reality where these creature comforts that we think we enjoy are taken away, and we go to a social credit system, or we have to submit to environmental climate change rules. And all of a sudden, freedom that we thought we possessed, just like during COVID, it's gone. It's gone, because we saw how quickly freedom left in COVID and how quickly a pandemic just came in and ripped freedom away. Where now all of a sudden we had to shut up. We had to put on our masks. We had to stand 6 feet apart. We couldn't be out at bars past 10. We couldn't get our hair cut. We couldn't go, and ladies couldn't get, to the grocery store in some cases. And in some states, they had to have a vaccine card like we're in Nazi Germany. So,
well, I think
the hand of tyranny has shown itself that it can happen in this country. And because of that, I'm running for Congress, because I'm there just like my grandfathers who fought in World War II, who gave up their 5 years of their best part of their lives to go fight and protect our country. Because as Ronald Reagan said, we're one generation away from losing freedom.
Absolutely. And that's what the blessing, though, the silver lining is that after COVID, I meet so many people across the country when I speak everywhere that say that COVID was their big red pill moment that woke them up. I think it's more difficult for the bad guys to pull the wool over our eyes anymore. But back to fighting dark money. But the way Ron Paul did it is he got mom and pop donations from all over the country. Just like Thomas Massey right now, he's getting donations from all over the country. And Doc Pete Chambers getting grassroots donations. I know the same is true for you. You're not taking dark money and PAC money. You're getting small mom and pop donations. But like Trump, you're also throwing in your own money. So what I would tell viewers is do not support anyone that's taking foreign money. Don't support anyone that's taking big PAC money. Either need to be independently wealthy, they can do their own thing like President Trump did or like Paul's doing, or they need to be such a firebrand that they're getting donations from like mom and pop donations like Doc Chambers is getting. So that's what you need to look for is someone that's principled, and you should not send anybody to Washington that's not a hardcore constitutionalist. We don't have time to mess around. And so I like to look for someone that has proved up like Doc did when he was working for the Texas National Guard and refused to advise his men to get that experimental shot. He told his men the truth. It's experimental. You're under no duty to take it. You're under, in fact, under the Nuremberg Code, it's illegal for them to experiment on you. And his men would not take it. Only 3 out of like 10,000 men took it. And that's why Doc had to then retire from the Army. But he was willing to do that and take the heat. So look for someone with courage that's willing to take the heat, and that's who you should support. And if you have any doubts about their loyalties, don't support them. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say, you know, as angry and just unacceptable that drop boxes, ballot boxes are in blue cities not having voter ID, and those things infuriate me, I would actually submit that after doing some research and looking at things and experiencing some things and connecting dots, I would say that dark money is more of a threat to our republic than anything else. Because those things
both, right? I mean, you have to have clean elections, and you shouldn't have hidden puppet masters. We're running out of time. I want to thank Paul for coming on. The last thing I want to say is free Tina Peters. Ivan Brakeland and I have been pounding our table about this. It's ridiculous for President Trump not to just go free her. She's a material witness to the election fraud of 2020 by the state of Colorado, along with others across the country. And President Trump should send the U.S. Marshals and DHS and go rescue her as a material witness and save her life, because the deep state is afraid of her testifying against them. And so I just want to encourage everyone to support her and pound the table and burn the phone lines up to your representatives and to President Trump and encourage him to take his power in his own hands. But I want to thank Paul for coming on today. And I do wish him luck. He has to get over the hurdle for a runoff. And, you know, God willing, he'll make that hurdle, and then he'll have until May 25th. So good luck to you, Paul, and God bless you, brother.
Stuart, thank you so much for having me, and I appreciate it. Everybody, tomorrow is voting day here in Texas. Please turn out. We need to have people represent the elections. We need turnout. And let's crusade against dark money, and let's back our Constitution, and let's keep our country free. So God bless.
Amen. Well said. All right, folks. Hey, it's been an honor to talk to you again with InfoWars. I always love coming on. Alex and his crew are fantastic. I've known them for decades now, and they are the real deal. So God bless you, and be strong. Duty is ours, the souls are God's.
We're going to make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome to my home.
We have all kinds of supplements.
Sometimes we have BOGO Sups.
We're always coming out with new products, and this is one of my favorites.
You can shop for all of our supplements and apparel right here on the phone app.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.